WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball tips off with the Alcorn Carlin pregame show, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
Good evening. Welcome to John Thiel Gymnasium. I'm Tom Meredith, along with Eric Gibson, for Silver Streak girls basketball here on WGIL. Game number one of the 2009-2010 season as the Thanksgiving tournament tips off tonight. The Streaks open the season against Illini West, a familiar foe that they've seen throughout the years, formerly Carthage, and now with a consolidation. Galesburg High sophomore girls with Coach Mike Rux getting underway in pretty good fashion. And Eric, we expected the varsity girls to come out with Coach Massey's new style of awesome offense and score a lot of points, but right now, with about 2.5 minutes left in this game, sophomore girls running up and down the court with a 72-42 lead.
Yeah, and that's without shooting a lot of three-pointers either, and that's going to be a fundamental focus, I believe, of Coach Massey's style. So we'll see a little bit different in the varsity game, and they're going to have to really focus on that.
And it is going to be a new look this year for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. You may have heard, you may have read about the change in what he's doing offensively, something that should be a lot of fun to watch in the what is called the Grinnell style of offense, something that the Grinnell College men's team has been doing for quite some time now, where they basically really like to get up and down the court. Although they don't play a lot of defense, I expect to see a little more defense out of the Galesburg High girls than Grinnell does, but come down, they're going to shoot a lot of three-pointers. If they're open, they're going to shoot, and the thing is, we saw it the other night at Meet the Streaks, a lot of girls can shoot that three for this team.
Well, partner, I hope you really warmed up your vocal cords coming into this season, because, yeah, they're going to be moving the ball pretty quickly. We saw at times last year, specifically the Bloomington game, they really came out and they tried to implement a similar style of offense. It took Bloomington by surprise in the second half, and they were able to get back into that game. We're going to see that on a more consistent basis. And then the interesting thing I think that you're going to see and notice from this team is you and I talked about at Meet the Streaks was they're going to have two squads of essentially mixed starters. As a normal team, you may see heavy minutes from a certain five girls, but in this team, you're going to see heavy minutes from 10 to 12 girls. So therefore, you need a point guard in each squad. And we kind of see that as Bailey Boyer is not starting in this game, but probably will be leading the second group off the bench, which, as Coach Massey told me before the game, the girls better be in condition, but they've got to run hard for approximately a minute to 2 minutes. So it's not that they have to have sustained endurance. It's short spurts.
And what he expects, I'm assuming, just like with Grinnell, that when you're out on the floor, you're out there for a short time, so you go all out on both ends of the floor. Play well defensively and play well offensively. Coming in against an Illini West team, got a little bit of size, not huge by any means, but that's something the Streaks are going to see a lot of this year, is they're going to be outsized by a lot of teams, which will make it even more interesting to see how this all pans out with this style of play. Just about 10 seconds left in the sophomore game, with the Streaks leading 76-44. Coach Mike Rux will get his first win of the season. Glad to have you along here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14, and the pregame show brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn and Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. This is the opening night, as we said, of the Galesburg girls Thanksgiving tournament. There are games also going on tonight at Metamora High School, with Springfield taking on East Peoria, Metamora playing Richwoods tonight. This tournament will continue on Thursday night at Carl Sandburg College, with the Illini West team we're going to see coming up taking on Metamora. Then, of course, Friday night, the Streaks will be back in action. An 8 o'clock game, they'll take on Metamora. The early games will be Illini West against United Township at 5 o'clock. Alleman takes on East Peoria at 6:30. Galesburg High sophomores will play Friday evening at 6:30 at Wycall Gym. They will take on Metamora as well. And then Saturday, tournament continues with Galesburg playing a couple of games. They'll play at 10:30 in the morning here at Thiel Gym against East Peoria. Then they'll play again at 7:30 at night. They'll take on the Springfield Senators. So a full slate of action to get the season kicked off. And, of course, that's just the Thanksgiving tournament. First regular season game a week from tonight, that long road trip down to Quincy. Unfortunately for me, or fortunately, whatever the case may be, I'm not going to be able to make that one. I believe, are you going to get to make that trip with Jim Lee?
Assuming that everything works out in court, I will be making the long trek down to Quincy.
Yeah, so there's going to be a few games. I'm going to be here most of the season. Eric will be here as much as he can, but there's going to be a couple of instances with work things that we've got, other things that take precedence and can't be here. So Mike Perry, actually, this Friday night is going to fill in along with you, Eric. And as we said, Jim Lee will be along on Tuesday night down at Quincy. And then some other games, the Christmas tournament, which, of course, the Streaks are heading to Charleston this year rather than Bloomington Normal. So not one of those trips you can just run down and come back
exactly. This
time around. Glad to have you along here on Galesburg Radio 14. Sophomores, once again, a 76, what was that? 44 win over Illini West to start their season. So Coach Mike Ruck's squad 1-0 on the season. Eric had a chance to talk with both head basketball coaches. Coming up next, we will hear from Galesburg High School Silver Streaks head basketball coach Evan Massey. The pregame show. For a pregame interview brought to you by attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. We'll come back with that next here on Galesburg Radio 14. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist Drs. Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 5.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. To help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
So, Eric Gibson, I'm here with Coach Massey. Coach, another season starting tonight and getting things underway. What kind of emotions does the beginning of a season have still for you?
Well, I think for the kids especially, what happens is that they've invested anymore so much time in the off season, and then the preseason they've been going for, you know, over 2 weeks practice, and that they're, you know, there's just an anxiousness, I think, on the part of the kids. They want a chance to be able to get out and perform.
Well, last year at the team's tournament, got off to a little bit of a slow start against the same Illini West team. Any different strategies being employed this year? Or?
Well, I mean, I think one of the things is that Illini West did a very good job last year with two things. One is they did a good job of attacking the basket and drawing fouls. That it was a game where we were in constant foul trouble. And then the other thing they did was that they did a lot of trapping, which made it tough for us as far as turning the ball over. So, you know, it's something where, you know, the biggest area would be concerned that we don't get into a foul fest with them.
Well, one of the discussions from the offseason has been the implementation of this new offense, a Grinnell-style offense. Now, I read in the Register Mail article you said it's just some slight derivations of what you had before, but what kind of other challenges is this going to bring for the team as a whole?
Well, I mean, yeah, we've, you know, not in recent time we haven't pressed well or haven't run well, but in the 90s we did more. But what we're doing is a dramatic change from things in the sense that, you know, what before, I think our approach was, like most people are, you know, they'll say at this point in the year they want to run and they want to press. The problem is you get against better teams that they can handle the pressure, you take it off, and our trap then is we found ourselves in half-court games, and it's just a struggle for us. And so what's going to happen that's a lot different here is that, you know, we're committed to pressing full court all the time, and that, you know, we'll give up layups, but if, as long as we get some shots at getting some steals, we'll live with the layups that we give.
Now, with this new offense, a little bit more of run and gun, is there going to be, did you have to put more of an emphasis on conditioning during the offseason than maybe you have in years past?
Not really. You know, it's interesting, like right now, in the summer they got in shape, just, you know, playing, because the stuff that we do, that we do a lot of stuff in practice, it's short periods of time, short bursts of really sprinting and running the lanes and doing things. But, you know, to be honest, we haven't, since the first day of practice, you know, we haven't done any sprints or any kind of conditioning at all. It's just within basketball. And, you know, we'll see. I think we're in decent shape. And the other part is, if they aren't, you know, it's too bad, because they're only playing for a minute, so they'll get a rest.
Yeah. Well, Coach, one of the ongoing things that we discussed last year was the inexperience, the youth of the team. Now you're a year later, team's more mature. Have you seen anybody step up in leadership roles this year?
Well, I don't know. I think... that, you know, in terms of, you know, a singular leader or anything, I don't think we necessarily have that. But I think there's a lot of kids by their example that have worked hard. I think as a team they've set a tone for what things are going to be like.
Yeah, well, finally, just discussing the field as a whole in this tournament, how do you feel about the field that was put together for this year? A little bit different than last year, some different teams, but do you think that the strength of the tourney is still there?
Yeah, I'm afraid it is. You know, you look last year, like the week after they won it, Freeport called and said that they didn't want to come back because they didn't think they could compete. And we had a contract with them, but we let them out. And so sent stuff out, and Springfield's always had good teams, and they jumped right in. And I didn't realize how good they were. That, you know, we've got Richwoods that has, you know, some key players back from a state championship team, and Springfield that has virtually everybody back from a team that took fourth in state. So two pretty good teams there, and I would guess that Alleman will probably be, you know, a top five team in 2A basketball. So, it's going to be a very competitive thing.
Well, thanks, Coach. I appreciate your time before the game. Good luck tonight.
Thanks.
That is Silver Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the pregame. We'll come back. Eric had a chance to talk with Illini West head coach Zach Keene. Coming up next, brought to you by attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
I'm Bill Butts. Divorce can be a disaster to the family situation, for grandparents, uncles, and aunts, as well as obviously to the children. That's why Illinois courts now favor mediation as a way of allowing the parents to work together to keep all these family relationships as intact as possible. Our office is committed to this goal.
If you're going through the complicated challenges of a divorce, turn to someone who has your family's best interests at heart. Turn to Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South.
Live coverage of GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Eric Gibson here with Coach Zach Keene for Illini West. Coach, another year. What kind of emotions run through your team to begin a year?
You know, anytime that you start a year off at Galesburg on opening night and get to play the Silver Streaks on their home floor on opening night is a big night, not only for your program, but for Galesburg as well. And, you know, we're expecting good things out of our ball club this year, same way out of Galesburg. We both were in similar situations last year where we each had downs. Proud coaches, very proud players and stuff, and neither one of us ended the way you wanted to end. So, you know, I look at it this year for both programs. This is a fresh start for both of us. And, you know, we're both kind of in the same boat where last year we played a lot of young kids where, you know, Coach Massey's playing a lot of sophomores, and we were as well. So this year it's going to be a battle of some juniors, and he returned some seniors, and we returned too. But, you know, this is a fresh start for us and a fresh start for him. But there's some exciting things to come for both Illini West and Galesburg Silver Streak basketball.
Although maybe a down year last year, you got started on a high note. It's always probably a big up
or building block for your program to win here at Field Gym against the Streets?
We did, definitely. And I think, you know, one of the biggest things that helped us last year is our running style. You know, we played 12 or 13 girls last year, and the Streaks at that time were only playing about 7 or 8, and we really got to their bench, and it played big dividends for us. But, you know, I know Coach Massey's adopted a new style of play for this year, and we're very, very familiar with it. And I think the biggest difference between the two is I think they're going to put up a lot more threes than what we are. You know, we have a saying in our program that we like the three, but we love layups, and I think they're maybe a little bit different. I may be wrong, but we'll find out tonight. But, you know, this tonight should be a great matchup between two ball clubs that want to get up and down, and it should be some exciting basketball tonight.
Well, it sounds like you're expecting quite the shootout tonight. Your girls in good condition? Did you run them through a lot of drills to begin the season?
We've been doing a lot of conditioning and a lot of running, but, you know, you never really know to that first game. And I think the biggest thing is going to have to be for us, can we overcome the jitters and stuff right off the bat? You know, a lot of teams are going to come out high geared up. And, you know, if we don't run out of gas in this first quarter, we're shorthanded a little bit tonight, only playing 9 girls to Coach Massey's 13 or 14. So we're going to find out right off the bat where we're at. But that's the reason we come to the Silver Streak Classic is, you know, we're the smallest school in this thing, but that's where we find out. We don't come to go 5-0. We come to find out, you know, can we compete with the best and where are we at and what do we got to get fixed for later on in the season.
Well, speaking of you being a little bit down player number-wise, what kind of maturity have you seen from your girls from last year? You talked about you were a younger team last year, now coming in and a little bit older, more experienced.
We are. You know, any time that you start out at Galesburg, it's kind of like feeding them to the wolves, especially when you throw in some sophomores into the mix. But, you know, the big thing is our girls as sophomores last year for the majority got a lot of playing time, and we see a lot of good competition with Galesburg and the Rock Island Allemans, the Quincy Notre Dames. We play a lot of big schools throughout the season, and that helps us out a lot. And we return only 2 seniors this year, and we've got 7 juniors on the team, and they all saw action last year. So, you know, hopefully that plays big dividends for us, at least down the road, if not early in the season, to take care of the basketball a little bit better than what we did last year. We were great at forcing turnovers last year. We forced 33.7 turnovers a game, but, you know, a lot of those times we're turning around and turn it right back over, and a lot of that's due to the immaturity and not taking care of the basketball, and hopefully we can change that this year.
Well, with another year under your belt, how do you feel like you've grown as a coach, especially coming into this year?
You know, the biggest thing is you mature in the sense of you find out what you got early, what you got to work with, and a big thing for me is patience. You know, when we were Carthage, we had girls coming that were freshmen that were ready to play in this situation, and you know, now we've really got to be a lot more patient with things because our junior high programs do some different things. We've got kids coming in from different systems, so it's all a learning curve for a lot of our kids. And, you know, with the style that we play, and, you know, and Coach Massey's probably facing it this year, it takes a while to learn the system. In fact, of playing full court, and a lot of teams call it run and gun, but, you know, our big thing is not getting kids to run, but to get them to sprint, because there's a big difference between sprinting the floor and running the floor, and a lot of kids think they run, and they come to find out that they don't. So it's a maturity process, but the biggest thing is, you know, just having patience with our younger kids. And last year was a big patience curve with playing a lot of sophomores. So, you know, coming out especially early, you got to have a lot of patience with your kids and know that they're going to make mistakes, but hopefully we can overcome them.
Thank you, Coach, and good luck tonight. Sounds like it's going to be quite the exciting game.
It should be interesting. It's a great night to open up at Thiel Gymnasium. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
That is Illini West head coach Zach Keen here on the pregame show here on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. Season opener, Galesburg Silver Street girls basketball. Tom Aradith and Eric Gibson, glad to have you along tonight with Chaz Pig, our studio engineer this evening, and we thank him. And I want to thank Jim Lee for he's done a lot for us. I know he gave us a little lesson on equipment the other night at Meet the Streaks, and then he actually came out this afternoon and made sure everything was set up and working properly. So thank you very much to Mr. Jim Lee.
Yeah, he's our Ryan Paul technician right now as well. So
yeah, that too. That too. We are just a couple of minutes away from game time here from John Thiel Gymnasium, and I'll tell you what, if you haven't been in the gym since a game last year, and I got to see this during volleyball, of course, at Meet the Streets. If you haven't been here, they've redone the floor here and repainted it. Different Galesburg across the middle with a basketball in the center. Painted along the sidelines, it says John Thiel Gymnasium. Then on the end lines, within the lane area, Silver Streaks. And then the lane itself is no painting in there, no big six like there was in the past. Really nice job they did. Also, at the scorers table, they've got a new lit-up area on there. And there's also a little advertising board underneath the scoreboard on the west end that's something new as well. So great new look here at John Thiel Gymnasium. We're going to come back and bring you the tip-off starting lineups of tonight's contest. Coming up next, you're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
Hey, honey, I'm putting together our emergency preparedness kit.
Did you get the list from ready.illinois.gov?
Yep. Fear not tornadoes, floods, earthquakes. There is nothing that I cannot handle. Nothing that frightens me.
Is that a spider on your shirt?
Get off me! Get off me!
Stand still! Okay.
It's sucking my blood!
Hey, oh look, it's just a fuzzy.
Oh, where was I?
You were putting together a disaster preparedness kit and saying how nothing scares you.
Yeah, right.
Find out what you need for a family communication plan and disaster preparedness kit at ready.illinois.gov. Sponsored by the Illinois Emergency Management Agency.
Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson as we're just about ready to get things underway this evening. Game number one, 2009-2010 season. Our pregame show brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn and Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good
legal
defense.
Good evening and welcome to John Thiel Gymnasium.
And let's send things to PA announcer Bill Allison.
2009-2010 girls basketball season. The first game of the Thanksgiving tournament features the Chargers from Illini West High School against our own Galesburg Silver Streaks. Now, if you'd all please rise for the playing of the national anthem. Remain standing for the introduction of tonight's starting lineups. Now the starting lineups. First for the Chargers from Illini West, a 5'8 sophomore, number 15, Lauren Gronewald. A 5'8 junior, number 20, Bailey Campbell. A 5'8 senior, number 22, Leah Brody. A 5'7 junior, number 23, Kelly Ard. And a 6-foot junior, number 24, Carter Weir. The Chargers are coached by Mr. Zach Keene, assisted by Dick Keene and Rochelle Boston. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. The 5'4" Maddie Boyer. A 5'6 junior, number 10, Ty Peachy. A 5'9 senior, number 12, Sarah Baker. A 5'7 junior, number 14, Jessica Howard. And a 5'9 senior, number 44, Shelby Pacheco. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jackie Howard.
Thank you to PA announcer Bill Allison. Starting lineups here on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. Tom Aerodith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along tonight. The opener for the 2009-2010 season, the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Illini West Chargers from John Thiel Gymnasium. Blackout night here tonight, and I know some of us didn't get the memo. You want, no, you got black pants on, so do I guess close enough. Nice contingent of Galesburg High students here tonight, most of them in their black T-shirts. Streaks come out on the floor in their white uniforms trimmed in black and silver. Illini West in their Fighting Illini colors, the orange uniforms with the blue and white trim. Stepping in the center circle for the Streaks, Sarah Baker at 5'9", and for the Chargers, it'll be Carter Weir at 6 foot. Ball is up, and the 2009-2010 season underway. Travel, no call on the tip, and now we're going to have a blocking foul just after the tip. It was Kelly Ard that came down with the basketball after the tip, and the foul got called on.
They're going to get on
Jessica
Howard.
Yeah.
And that was a quick one right off the tip, and I agree, no call on the travel, and that should have been the original call.
Just underway here, 7:56 to play first quarter. Streaks with a half-court trapping defense and a steal by Sarah Baker. Three-on-one break. Baker comes down right side, puts it up off the glass. No, but a blocking foul is going to be called on Kelly Ard. That'll be her first and the first team foul against Illini West.
Good recognition right there by the Streaks. They came out with the trap up by the half-court line, and at that point, Sarah Baker playing just off the corner. Illini West tried to push the ball up into the corner. She stepped right into the passing lane, took it back the other way, and is now at the free throw line.
First one is up and good for the 5'9 senior, Sarah Baker, just coming off a very good volleyball season for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Second shot up and good as well. So Sarah Baker with the first 2 points of the season for the Streaks, who lead 2-0. Full court pressure, and it's stolen. Jessica Howard knocked it away. Maddie Boyer came up. Ty Peachy, nice pass underneath to Shelby Pacheco. Up off the glass on the left side and got it. And make it 4-0 Streaks. Full court pressure again, and a near steal by Ty Peachy. She knocked it out of bounds on the near sideline. And right away, Zach Keen wants a timeout. He doesn't want his team to get caught up in this frenetic pace.
No, and it was a very quick pace that the Streaks are pushing Illini West into, and it's going to be a 30-second timeout. But the Chargers came out, and I think they were thinking that the Streaks, although they're going to run on offense, we're going to let them have their defense. And no, the Streaks came out hard, and they're going to push pressure the whole time. As we heard from Coach Massey in the pregame, the girls are only going to go for 1 to 2 minutes at a time, but it's going to be the hardest 2 minutes that they're going to play.
Well, and I think that's part of the what makes this kind of offense successful. I guess it's part of the defense is that it getting the other team to play at your pace and getting them out of their game. Full court pressure again, and it comes in the backcourt to Leah Brody. Back it comes now to Lauren Gronewald, and she's called for the travel.
Interestingly enough, Coach Massey has Shelby Pacheco at the point on the press. Usually you'd have one of your bigger girls back for protecting the basket, but you must like her long arms out on front.
Already three turnovers by Illini West. Right baseline, Jessica Howard fires a three off the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Ty Peachy. Goes off her hands and out of bounds. And Illini West will bring it full court, and we're going to have our first line change of the game as a whole new five come in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. It'll be Bailey Boyer, Katarina Mangieri, Mickey Rodriguez, Sadie Hamilton, and Jamie Johnson.
Similarly, Hamilton is at the front of the press here as well.
And a ball knocked away by Katarina Mangieri. Hamilton comes down with it. Top of the key, Janie Johnson. Right wing, it goes to Mickey Rodriguez. Top of the key, this is Bailey Boyer. Dribbles right, gives to Rodriguez. Right wing, fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound off the hands of Janie Johnson. Coming down with it for Illini West is Lauren Gronewald. Down court, pass stolen away by Bailey Boyer, but she stepped on the sideline. Good hustle, good effort by Bailey, but the Chargers will get it back on the near sideline just across midcourt.
Yeah, very nice play right there. And again, Sadie Hamilton on the front of that press, she's going to be really making those guards have to throw over the top of her, which is going to keep the ball in the air longer, give the Streaks guards a better chance to pick it off.
7:06 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 4-0. End of the game for Illini West is Dana Bundy, a 5'8 junior. Shot underneath, no good. Ball goes to the floor. Coming up with it, actually still loose. And now we've got a jump ball called, and the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Nice hustle by Mickey Rodriguez and Jamie Johnson trying to run that one down. The Streaks will bring it full court, and Illini West comes out with full court pressure, and they've got Carter Ware at 6 foot playing on the ball, and it's stolen away. Streaks turn it over in the paint. This is Kelly Ard. Left wing, it goes to... It was Leah Brody who got the shot up and in from about 10 feet on the left side. So Illini West gets their first basket of the game. And another five set to come in for the Streaks with 6:45 to play here in quarter number one. Galesburg leading 4-2.
Well, this is a scorekeeper's nightmare right here, trying to keep track of all the girls that are coming in and out. And right now the Streaks are going to have to find a way to break this Charger press.
Yeah, and it's kind of tough. What you said, Galesburg, with their taller girls playing up on the point on it. Same with Carthage, was their six-footer up there. And the ball comes to Megan Young, who just checked in. Ty Peachy back in for the Streaks as Young has a pass knocked away. Streaks will have it on the near sideline. Shelby Pacheco back in for Galesburg, as is, Jessica Howard and Sarah Baker. And it comes to Baker. Now Ty Peachy will run it across right of the center circle. Wide open under the basket. Shelby Pacheco off the glass. Can't hit. Gets her own rebound. Up, no good. Partially blocked. Gets her own rebound again. And nice hustle. Tried to save it in, but it went off, I think, the head of Megan Young. And it'll be Illini West to bring it the other way against the full court pressure. And it comes to Bailey Campbell for Illini West. Stolen away by Megan Young under the basket. Shelby Pacheco right side off the glass and got it.
Great pass right there by Megan Young, feeding Pacheco under the hoop.
Full court press once again, nearly stolen away by Young. Now it's Ty Peachy with a steal, drives down left side. Nice look underneath again to Shelby Pacheco off the glass. No, but she's going to be fouled by Bailey Campbell. Nice, really nice look from Ty Peachy to Shelby Pacheco. Nearly got that one to fall, but a little bit too hard of a foul for her.
Well, obviously the girls have done a good job of working the ball inside in the early going. We were looking for a lot of threes. We've seen two so far by the two most prolific three-point shooters, I would say, on this team, Howard and Mickey Rodriguez.
And another 30-second timeout called. Or no, this is going to be a full timeout. Well, let's see. Make up your mind. He indicated 30. Yeah, it's a 30-second timeout called by Zach Keene of Illini West. 6:10 to play here in the first quarter. Frenetic pace, but not a lot of scoring thus far, as it's just 6-2.
No, and part of that can be pregame jitters, too. I mean, we've seen a couple balls go inside. We've only seen, like I said, 2 3-point shots. So I think once this offense gets moving, it'll be a little bit different of a pace. But for the Streaks, they've been able to more or less keep the ball in their half the court. They just need to do a little bit better job of hitting the inside bunnies.
And I think one thing that you're going to see a difference from Grinnell, you're not going to see these girls just come down and fire up a three at will. I mean, thus far, they've been getting looks right under the basket because of the turnovers on the defense. So, yeah, when they're open within the offense, they are going to fire up those threes, but it's not going to be on a fast break, stop, and pop it from beyond 19-9. Shelby Pacheco at the free throw line for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, 5'9 senior, and some discussion at the scorer's table. I'm not sure what it is.
Well, I think they were determining whether or not Illini West was allowed to make a substitution there, and they're going to keep Sadie on, because she's coming in for Pacheco.
So checking into the basketball game for Illini West, Tiffany Moore, a 5'6 junior. First shot for Shelby, in and out, back in. She's got 5 on the night, make it 7-2 Streaks. 6:10 to play first quarter, second shot up and good as well for Shelby Pacheco, and she'll get a rest. And as Zach mentioned, Eric mentioned it'll be Sadie Hamilton coming in to replace Shelby Pacheco. And it comes to Ware. Across midcourt, now Leah Brody drives down in the middle. Pretty much uncontested that time. Maddie Boyer tried to get between her and the basket. Now the Streaks turn it over. Make it 8-4. Streaks turn it over with 6 minutes to play first quarter.
Maddie Boyer had a 2-on-1 going, but she's got to stop the dribble penetration. You're going to give up the 15-foot baseline shot as opposed to layup. She's got to step up, stop the ball, make her pass that.
And it comes to Ard, and a foul's going to be called, a push on Sadie Hamilton, as she and Maddie had Kelly Ard trapped up there. A little push as she got out of the trap. That'll be the, second team foul on the Streaks. First foul on Sadie. And Illini West inbounds. Left baseline, it goes to Brody under the basket. On the baseline, shot is blocked, but coming up with a rebound is Dana Bundy, who puts it back up and in, and make it 8-6. Bundy with her first basket, and full court pressure. Streaks nearly turn it over. Now, is it a foul? No, they're going to say that it was on the sideline, that the Illini West player had a hand on it and stepped out of bounds. So the Streaks having a little bit of trouble early on with the full court pressure from Illini West as well. Bailey Boyer inbounds to Katarina Mangieri, goes to the floor, and she's going to be called for the travel as she kind of slid along the baseline there as she caught it. So the Streaks turn it over with 5:43 to play, and a whole new team comes in. Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco, and Megan Young check in. Inbounding for Illini West on the baseline left side, Tiffany Moore, and it comes right baseline. 18-footer is up and no good by Ard, and the rebound's going to go off Illini West. Reese will bring it the length of the court.
The girls need to start looking to the middle of the floor. They're trying to put this ball in the corners, and that's where the trap comes from. So they either have to move it quickly like they did right there, or they have to go to the middle of the floor, and that was Ty Peachy. Got the pass, couldn't handle it, and traveled with it.
Yeah, good. It was a good thought, but the pass was a little bit high as Ty got it and was not able to bring it down before she took a step. So the Streaks turn it over, leading 8-6, 5:36 to play here in the first quarter. Three-pointer, right wing is up and good by Leah Brody, and she's got three of the four Carthage or Illini West baskets, and they have their first lead, 9-8. On the block's left side, Shelby Pacheco tries to get it out to Ty Peachy on the left baseline. Ball is knocked away, and the Streaks will have it on the left baseline. So now three players check in for Illini West. They're playing with a little bit of a short bench. They have one girl out with an ACL. The other one had a problem. They actually had suffered from the H1N1 flu and still not totally recovered from that. Left baseline, Jessica Howard fires a long three. Goes off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Dani Courtois for Illini West. Ball knocked away by Shelby Pacheco. Illini West will get it back just in front of the Streaks bench as five more Silver Streaks will come in. It'll be Mickey Rodriguez, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Jamie Johnson, and Maddie Boyer.
Just a little bit of a correction there. Caitlin Robertson out for the Chargers. She didn't have the flu. She got the vaccination, and it lowered her blood
platelet count. Oh, it's from the vaccination.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So blood platelet count was supposed to be at somewhere in the range of 100,000. It dropped to 1,000, and Coach Keene warned me before the game that maybe I'd want to think twice before getting it.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Streaks knock it away. Illini West has it on the sideline. Caitlin Jacoby inbounds. Driving down the middle, ball's knocked away and goes to the floor. Finally coming up with it is Tiffany Moore on the right baseline. Her pass is knocked away, and what's the call? We have a foul?
She was out on the baseline is what they're going to say.
So the Streaks get it back with 4:59 to play here in the first quarter. Jamie Johnson inbounds against the full-court pressure. Gets it right back from Bailey Boyer. Jamie across midcourt, left side. Pass stolen away by Tiffany Moore. Moore brings it down right side. Four-on-one break. Knocked away. Good hustle from behind by Maddie Boyer. Got up from behind Moore and was able to knock it away.
I don't think Coach Massey wants Jamie Johnson bring that ball up, especially when she had several girls to pass to up in front of her. So that she's got to be a little bit more aware right there that you want to push it up with the pass.
Inbound pass from the baseline goes to the floor, and traveling with it is Lauren Gronewald. And the Streaks get it back to bring it the length of the court once again. And it comes to Mickey Rodriguez. Right through the middle, Bailey Boyer, that's the way to break it, but she's going to be called for the travel. Yeah, it looked like just the same thing. Didn't get the ball put on the floor before she picked up that pivot foot on the run. And I've lost track of the turnovers at this point. It looked kind of like a first game at this point.
Not a call you see very often either, though. And I was kind of surprised that they made that call because she seemed that she got it down pretty quickly, but maybe just a second too late.
Well, the officials, it's first game for them, too. On the steal, it's Maddie Boyer drives down left side. Can't hit the shot, but she is fouled from behind by Dani Courtois. And going to the free throw line will be Maddie Boyer, 5'4 senior. With her first attempted points this season. Streaks trail 9-8, 4:46 to play here in the first quarter. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson, glad to have you along. Silver Street girls basketball, first shot for Maddie Boyer is up and no good. Back into the Illini West lineup is Carter Weir, 6-foot junior, and she'll replace Caitlin Jacoby, a 5'7 sophomore.
Streaks got out to an 8-2 lead and have kind of gone cold here as the score stalled at 9-8. Charges, then I'll tie it up, a free throw good by Maddie Boyer.
So the Streaks get a chance to put that full court pressure out there again. Inbounding for Illini West is Leah Brody. Nearly stolen away by Jamie Johnson. Weir comes up with it. Now gets it across to Tiffany Moore. She'll dribble across midcourt. 3-on-1 break. Left baseline. This is Courtois. 10-footer is up and good.
Nice little jump shot right there from about 10 feet out. Good shot by Dani Courtois. Now she's going to commit the foul. No, excuse me. It looks like it was Tiffany Moore on the foul on the sideline.
So Moore picks up the foul. That will be her first, and that is a 15 foul now on Illini West. Streaks with the basketball, 4:33 to play. Still first quarter. This has been a long quarter.
I was just going to say, a lot of clock stoppages here.
And the Streaks turn it over on the inbound. Ty Peachy couldn't hold on to the pass, and they'll give it right back to Illini West. And inbounding between the scorers table and the Streaks bench will be Lauren Gronewald with 4:31 to play. Illini West with an 11-9 lead. Looking for help, looking... And a 5-second call.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, we might get out of here before 11.
That was a pretty quick five.
Yeah.
It was very good defense by the Streaks, but still a pretty quick five. So the Streaks will inbound from the same spot. Ty Peachy will trigger into the backcourt. It goes to Katarina Mangieri. Cross midcourt, right side, Ty Peachy trapped up, right wing, gets to Jessica Howard, top of the key, Katarina Mangieri, drives left, nice look underneath, but it's stolen away. Nice defensive play by Lauren Gronewald. That was a nice thought by Katarina Mangieri, and now a foul called on, was that on Jessica Howard? Thought she went for the tip from behind, and I think she's going to be called for the foul.
Yep.
Does go against Jessica Howard.
That's her second.
14 fouls now on the Galesburg Silver Streaks, and checking back in, Megan Young, Mickey Rodriguez, Sadie Hamilton, Jamie Johnson, and Bailey Boyer. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Inbounding is Gronewald. Then it comes to Moore. She'll run it across right side. Tried to get it to a teammate open under the basket, and Danny Courtois pass let her just a little bit too much. Courtois couldn't run it down. Another turnover. Streaks will bring it the length of the court.
Well, 12 turnovers already in the game for the Chargers, and that was a big issue that Coach Keene wanted to see resolved.
Megan Young across midcourt, gives to Jamie Johnson in the center circle, dribbles right into the lane. Right wing, it goes to Mika Rodriguez. Three is up, off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes out long, and it goes to Gronewald. Nice look underneath, left side. This is Leah Brody, and she's got the majority of the Illini West points. Make it 13-9, Illini West. Now a blocking foul. Mika Rodriguez dribbles down the right side, and she got bumped. It may have been Brody that committed that foul. We'll see who the call goes against. Nope, it's going to go against Tiffany Moore. That'll
her
be her second foul. 16 foul now on Illini West. 3:49 to play first quarter, 13-9, the Illini West lead, and it'll be Maddie Boyer to inbound for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Sarah Baker up off the glass, left side, can't hit. Shelby Pacheco with the rebound, right side, up off the glass, and got it. So I didn't even catch that line change. A whole new five came in, and I missed it. Sarah Baker, Ty Peachy, Maddie Boyer, Jessica Howard, and Shelby Pacheco. And thought that Ty Peachy got tripped up from behind, no call, but the Streaks are going to get the basketball back at midcourt.
Well, Shelby Pacheco, something we saw her pick up on in midseason last year was her offensive rebounding. We see it again here so far in the early going. She's been real active on the offensive board.
Sarah Baker drives right side up off the glass, can't hit. Shelby tips it up, can't bring it down, but Ty Peachy grabs it. Maddie Boyer now drives left to the free throw line. Right wing, it's Jessica Howard. Thought about the long three, drives baseline, now gives to Sarah Baker on the wing. Kicks out to Jessica Howard, long three for the right baseline. It's good.
Deep three right there by Jessica Howard, and she gets on the board.
And the Streaks retake the lead, 14-13. Long down court pass goes to Kelly Hard, runs it down, cut off by Ty Peachy, up off the glass, no good. Rebound down to Jacoby. And on the putback, we're going to have a foul. Was it Sarah Baker or Ty Peachy? Two white jerseys down there. And the foul is going to go against Ty Peachy. That'll be her first foul. And the Streaks now with, I believe, 15 fouls. 3:04 to play first quarter, 14-13 to the Galesburg lead. Caitlin Jacoby, a 5'7 sophomore at the free throw line for Illini West. First shot is no good. And five new Streaks come in, and two new Illini West players come in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. It'll be Bailey Boyer, Jamie Johnson, Mickey Rodriguez, Sadie Hamilton, and Megan Young. At the free throw line for Illini West, Caitlin Jacoby, second shot in and out, no good. Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound, gets tied up, and the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Well, good job by Sadie to get to that ball and then to play strong once she got to it.
Full court pressure again. Jamie Johnson inbounds to Mickey Rodriguez, right back to Jamie. Middle goes to Bailey Boyer, left wing. This is Megan Young. She'll fire the three. Long rebound tipped up by Sadie Hamilton on the weak side, but finally running it down is Leah Brody for Illini West. Long pass down court. Knights look underneath. It goes to Dana Bundy. Got it up and in, and Illini West retakes the lead.
I actually think that was Lauren Gronewald, number 15, on the score.
Yep, that was Gronewald. I just saw the five. I didn't see the one in front of it rather than the two. So make it 15-14, Illini West with the lead. And
they're going to get Gronewald on the foul here as well.
Okay, and that'll be, I believe, her first. That's the 17th foul now.
Jeez.
So with 2:43 to play in the first quarter, the Streaks are going to be heading to the free throw line for a chance at the one and bonus, and it'll be Bailey Boyer, a 5'6 sophomore, heading to the free throw line for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Well, a lot of fouls so far in the early going and a lot of turnovers by each team. Already 13 turnovers by Illini West.
First shot for Bailey is up, and it is good.
And I have 9 so far for the streaks.
First points of the season for Bailey Boyer. We're tied at 15, 2:43 to play first quarter. Streaks, as we just mentioned, already in the one and bonus. Second shot is short.
Missed everything on that one.
Caught some net. it was right on target, a little bit short. A little breeze coming from this way. It's this new advertising board here.
Exactly.
It was switching, and the little breeze came out. Full court pressure from the streaks. They try to throw it long, and Sarah Baker picks it off in midcourt. Right wing, it goes to Jessica Howard. Fires a long three. In and out, no good. With the rebound, Baker, top of the key, Howard. Left wing, goes to Maddie Boyer. Kick it right side, Ty Peachy. She'll fire the three right of the key. Bounces off, no good. Shelby Pacheco with a strong rebound. Can't hit, but she's going to be fouled. It's going to go against Lauren Gronewald. Nice job once again. You mentioned, Eric, Shelby Pacheco strong on the offensive glass tonight. That's probably at least 4 or 5 for her,
I think.
That's
her fourth rebound, and I think they've all been on the offensive end. She's done a good job, and it's going to be a key for the streaks because they're going to shoot a lot of long shots, and if they can get somebody like Shelby to be active underneath, it'll combat some of the height that they'll be seeing from the other teams.
First free throw up and good for Shelby Pacheco. 16-15 streaks lead. 2:28 to play, first quarter. Second one bounces around and good. 10 points on the night for Shelby Pacheco. Midcourt ball knocked away by Sarah Baker. And, oh, a double dribble they missed, but it doesn't matter because Maddie Boyer knocked the ball away. Then she double dribbled as well. That's all right. Turnabouts, fair play, I guess. Jessica Howard, right wing, picks up, goes right baseline to Ty Peachy outside the three-point arc. Back out high to Jessica Howard, top of the key. This is Sarah Baker. Right baseline, Ty Peachy. Back to Jessica. Long three from the right wing. Bounces off long. And we're going to have Sarah Baker called for going over the back on the going after that rebound. And that, I believe, is going to be the first foul on Sarah.
I've got one on her as well. And, yeah, an aggressive play by Sarah Baker, yeah. But she's got to be smart right there because there's two Charger players in front of her. Her only play is on a long rebound right there.
17-15 streaks lead, 2:05 to play first quarter. Sadie Hamilton, Katarina Mangieri, Mickey Rodriguez, Bailey Boyer, and Jamie Johnson in for the streaks. And on
great
the inbound
play right there by Sadie Hamilton. She got up, swatted it right back at the Charger player who was still standing out of bounds, and she was the one tossing it in.
So it went off of her. So Katarina Mangieri will inbound on the right baseline for the streaks. And it comes to Sadie Hamilton in the corner. Got bottled up a little bit. Gets it out to Bailey Boyer. Nice look underneath. Sadie back out top. Jamie Johnson, left wing. Mickey Rodriguez fires a three. It's short. Sadie in there for the rebound. Left side. And they're going to say the foul was on the floor before the shot, but nonetheless, Sadie Hamilton will go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
Well, good rebound by Sadie Hamilton, and again, just like Shelby, a lot of her points will come right under the basket there. She's got to get position, and she could sneak in there, because if the ball's not on her side of the floor, the streaks are essentially playing a four-round one. She'll know where the holes are on this for the rebounds.
Sadie Hamilton to the free throw line, 5'8", sophomore, chance of the one and bonus. First shot is up, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Ware. For Illini West, across midcourt, running is Dani Courtois. Drives in, ball knocked away by Mickey Rodriguez, and she can't run it down on the baseline, or rather the sideline, just in front of the streaks bench. And are they going to give it to the streaks? That official said he doesn't know who it went out on. Now we're going to have a discussion. I actually thought it went out on Mickey, but other official is going to say that that's the case.
Yeah, it looked like it was a good call there, even though the student section didn't like it. And they had a pretty good view. It was right in front of them.
That's true. So inbounding on the far side will be Caitlin Jacoby, and it comes to Brody on the in the corner, and she lost the handle on it in the trap.
Again, the student section rallying for the call, and I think that one went off of Bailey's foot. She jumped up. She got it with her foot. I don't know why they're going to inbound this under the basket.
Well, the official said he couldn't see it, so he called it a jump ball. So the possessioner pointing toward Illini West. And it comes on the left wing. Three-pointer is up. No good by Ard. And the rebound comes down to Jamie Johnson. She'll give way to Bailey Boyer. She'll run it across right side, and she's going to be fouled. Blocking foul is going to go against Caitlin Jacoby.
That's her first.
And is that the 9th or is that the 10th? Are we going to go into the super bonus now? Two shots. Yep, that's number 10. So the streaks will shoot 2 from here on out. We played for, nearly a half hour. We're still in the first quarter. 1:36 to play in the first quarter. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Illini West Chargers 17-15 here on the season opener. Thanksgiving tournament. Bailey Boyer will step to the line for 2 shots for the streaks. She made 1 of 2 her last time at the line. She's got 1 point on the night.
Well, although a frenetic pace, we're also seeing some a slow game based on the fact that streaks have had some fouls and some turnovers.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that obviously when the season gets going and, you know, some first game jitters and whatnot, that'll change a little bit. But that kind of changes the pace of the game as well. First shot for Bailey, no good. Second one is up, and that one is good. Making an 18-15 streaks lead as Maddie Boyer will check in for her sister Bailey Boyer. She's in there along now with Sarah Baker, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, and Shelby Pacheco. Shelby playing the point on that full court pressure. Ball nearly stolen away, and that should have been a double dribble, no call. Now a tie-up, and no, the ball goes to the floor. And, oh, we're going to have a foul called on Shelby Pacheco. Good aggressive defense by the Streaks. Wow, a couple, I guess, if we want to get out of here before, like, midnight, maybe it's not so bad that those two turnovers weren't called. But
Well, Shelby did a good job right there. She just needs to get better position. She tried to reach around from behind. When the ball's loose on the floor like that, you can go after it. You just got to be a little bit smarter about getting position.
First foul on Shelby, 16 fouls on the Streak. As Illini West breaks the pressure, nice pass underneath to Ware. Can't hit the bunny, and the rebound comes down to Sarah Baker, knocked away from behind. Sarah gets it out to Maddie Boyer. 1:14 to play first quarter. Maddie runs it across midcourt right side, right baseline to Jessica Howard outside the three-point arc. Top of the key gives to Sarah Baker. Left wing, Megan Young dribbles into the paint, has the ball knocked away, and the Streaks are going to get it back on their right baseline with 1:03 to play.
Sarah Baker missed Megan Young open on the elbow there outside the arc, and she would have had an easy three, but by the time she got it to her, the defense had time to rotate.
And it comes to Sarah Baker, 19-footer on left side, no good. Rebound comes down, or rather that was from the right side. Rebound down to Dana Bundy for Illini West, and Sarah Baker quickly gets back. Nice job defensively, nice hustle by Sarah after missing the shot. Knocks the ball away on the pass underneath. And Illini West will have it on their own left baseline. 52.4 to play. New five in for the Streaks. Mickey Rodriguez, Katarina Mangieri, Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, and Sadie Hamilton. And the ball is thrown away on the inbound by Illini West. It was Kelly Ard trying to get it to Leah Brody and just totally overthrew her. So the Streaks will have it on the near sideline. They'll bring it from three-quarter court.
Tom, that's 17 turnovers in the first quarter for Illini West.
That's, you know, by the time you get to midseason, that's what you want, no more than that for the game. Three-pointer for Mickey Rodriguez up and no good, and we've got a foul on the rebound.
Yeah,
they say she went over the back. Looked like she was straight up, but we didn't really have the good angle on it, so Sadie Hamilton's going to be called, and we'll walk it to the other end because now that's the 17th foul on the Streaks. And that's actually the second foul on Sadie, 17 fouls on the Streaks, so back the other way. Dana Bundy will go to the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus. 44.3 seconds to play here in the first quarter. First shot is up, no good. Rebound goes to the floor, and nice hustle by Jamie Johnson. Dives after it, tosses it up in the air, but coming down with it, Illini West. This is Ware, drives into the paint, scoops it up off the glass, and got it. Carter Ware with her first basket of the game. Make it 18-17 streaks, 30 seconds to play. Nice look from Sadie Hamilton, a touch pass. Sadie Hamilton to Ty Peachy, gets it up off the glass and in. Beautiful look from Sadie Hamilton. Ty Peachy gets the basket. And we have an Illini West player down on the floor. She's holding her head. I don't know if she tripped and hit her head. I have no idea what happened.
Well, with how frenetic the pace has been, if somebody's behind the play, it's tough to tell what's going on. But trying to tell, I think that might be Dana Bundy down on the floor, number 25. And, yeah, she's holding the back of her head. I'm guessing she either knocked heads or she came down on the floor wrong, but she's laying face down right now and not moving too quick.
What a play, though, by Sadie Hamilton. I didn't see who the pass came from on the right wing. It went to Sadie. Sadie was just inside the free throw line, went up in the air, a touch pass to Ty Peachy, breaking to the basket, laid it up and in. Make it 20-17 streaks with 25.8 seconds to play in the first quarter. Streaks were in the bonus with 2:46 to play in the first quarter. They've been in the super bonus for a while now. Also, Illini West in the bonus as the Streaks have 17 fouls. So it's going to be a long first half. Hopefully not a long night, though. Full court pressure from the Streaks. And it comes to Brody. And the ball knocked away by Maddie Boyer. So the Chargers will try it again. Shelby Pacheco, Maddie Boyer, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, and Ty Peachy in for the Streaks. Now Mickey Rodriguez checks in for Jessica Howard with 22.4 seconds left to play in the first quarter. And it comes to Brody, trapped up, looking for help. Dribbles, now lets it fly, and actually Zach Keen ends up calling. No, I guess.
I'm not sure what the call was right there because they're giving the ball back to the Chargers.
Yeah, I thought they were going to say he called a timeout, and then I thought it looked like he indicated somebody stepped on the sideline. We didn't have possession of the ball, so I would think we would have gotten it back. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, now he's going to change his call, and that makes
streaks ball.
Sense.
I was going to say somebody stepped on the sideline, so it should be our ball since they had possession when that happened. So now, yeah, we changed it. Streaks will have it, and they'll inbound just in front of the Illini West bench. 14.2 seconds to play here in quarter number one. First now, game for us, first game for the players, first game for the officials.
Yeah, and now we're going to have a little talk about where the clock was, and I don't know, he might not even
change it
at this point.
Let it go.
Only a couple seconds that ticked off, but they're going to consult here, and we may get out of the first quarter by 8 o'clock.
20-17, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead. 14.2 seconds to play, and what are we going to put it at? How about 14.3? No, what are we going to change it to? 15, maybe 16? No, 17. I think that's actually a little much. I don't think that wasn't that much time that went off the clock. They had just gotten it in when he blew the whistle. Ty Peachy to inbound. In it comes to Mickey Rodriguez. Top of the key, it goes to Matty Boyer. Thought about the three. Now gets to Mickey on the right wing. Swing it to Ty Peachy on the left wing. Now back to Matty Boyer. Thought about the shot. Dribbles right. And she's going to be called for the double dribble. Looked like I thought that's what would happen. Looked like she had picked it up. There was kind of a defender between us and her, but she sure enough did. And the Streaks turn it over with 5.7 seconds to play, but they'll pick up with a full court pressure.
And long they're going to go
downward
long.
Pass. Touchdown pass. It's a little bit long, and stepping out of bounds was Kelly Ard. Boy, pretty good arm there from Lauren Groenwald.
Well, and it was a good call right there by Lauren Groenwald, but the only problem is if Kelly Ard's not on the same page, you got to have her running that flyer out right there.
Nikki Rodriguez is going to fire at the buzzer. No good. They're going to say it wouldn't count it anyway. We have finally got the first quarter of basketball for the 2009-2010 season in the books. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead 20-17 over Illini West. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met trophy, but I love you. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, breathe love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I heart breathe loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I heart Breed Loves.
Red 22.
It's Patsy Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
Blue 45.
We're proud to support the Silver Streaks football team and cheer them on to another winning season.
What do you think of these drapes for my living room? Red for $22 or the blue for $45?
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The Rush Limbaugh Show. Weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. We played one quarter of basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead Illini West 2017 season opener. Streaks with the basketball to start the second quarter. Three no good by Jessica Howard. Sarah Baker runs down the rebound, gives to Ty Peachy, dribbles right, kicks it out to Jessica. Long three-pointer out high. The right side is up and good for Jessica Howard. That's her second three of the game. She's got six, make it 23-17. Full court pressure from the Galesburg Silver Streaks. This is Groenwald looking for help. Gets it to Bailey Campbell, and she traveled with the basketball. And the Streaks will get it back. What are we up to as far as the turnovers?
Up to 20 now for the Chargers.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot for a quarter and 26 seconds.
In their defense, they are a young team, only two seniors on the roster. One of them not playing as Sarah Baker makes a nice move from out high on the left side, drives down, lays it up and good. Gets her fourth point of the night on a couple of free throws in the basket. Quickly back the other way. It's Ware on the night's look. Gets it up and in. She's got four, 25-19 streaks. Jessica Howard, three, right baseline up and no good. Rebound comes down to Lauren Groenwald, and she stepped on the baseline. Streaks will have it under their own basket. A new five come in for the Streaks. Katarina Mangieri, Mickey Rodriguez, Bailey Boyer, Jamie Johnson, and Sadie Hamilton.
Well, Tom, last year the Chargers beat the Streaks 69-65 in the first game of the season. We may eclipse that score by the end of the third quarter.
It could very well be the way it's going. Not as high scoring as you think it would be with all the action we've had, but a lot of stoppages with whistles. Katarina Mangieri fires a three from straight on, can't hit. Rebound comes out long. Nikki Rodriguez runs it down, looks for some help, gets tied up in the corner, jump ball called, and the possession arrow points toward Illini West. 6:54 to play first half, 25-19 Streaks lead. Opening game of the 2009-2010 season and of the Thanksgiving tournament. Galesburg High sophomore squad opened with a victory. They ran it up and down the court and scored a lot of points themselves, although they're not playing the same style of basketball, but a 76-44 win over Illini West for Coach Mike Ruck's squad. as they are 1-0 on the season. Minot West breaks the pressure, and we've got a push foul. It's going to be called on Bailey Boyer out on the left wing, as it was Bailey Campbell driving to the basket. And going to the free throw line for a chance of the one-and bonus will be Campbell.
That's the first foul on Bailey so far. And again, a little bit of a touch foul, but she's got to move her feet and stay in front.
Free throw up and no good. Nice job blocking out by Sadie Hamilton. Gets a rebound, gets tied up, gets it to Bailey Boyer. She'll run it across left side, gets it to Katarina Mangieri. Left wing, fires a long three, no good. Rebound comes down long, saved in by Mickey Rodriguez, but coming up with it is Carter Ware for Illini West. Gets it up court on the left side, running toward the basket. Bailey Campbell, she'll lay it up and in. That's her first basket of the night to make it 25-21 streaks. Mickey Rodriguez across midcourt right side, swing it left side to Katarina Mangieri. Under the basket, tried to get to Sadie Hamilton, overthrew her just a little bit. Streaks turn it over with 6:22 to play, and a new five will come in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, Megan Young, Sarah Baker, and Ty Peachy with 6:22 to play in the first half.
Well, 25-21 right now. I'm sure Coach Massey not very happy with the ball control. We've seen it a little bit too much on the turnover front, but he's got to be pretty happy with the way they're running the offense when they do get in the half court.
And, you know, defensively as well, other than this is the one thing they've gotten beat long a few times, kind of a strange pass there, underhand pass, run down. Gronewald has it for Illini West out on the right wing. This is Courtois, gets trapped up now out near midcourt, knocked away by Shelby Pacheco, a little bit over-aggressive. They're going to call Shelby for the reach. That'll be her second foul, and that's now 19 fouls on the streaks. So another chance at the one and bonus for Illini West with 6:07 to play here in the first half.
Well, if a lot of games go this way during the season, the streaks are definitely going to need to put in their time on the free throw line, because if they're going to get into the bonus so early in the game, you're going to see a lot of free throws, and you got to capitalize.
First shot up and no good. Sarah Baker down with the rebound. Gives way to Ty Peachy. Runs it across midcourt. Now gets to Sarah Baker in the center circle. Drives right. Gives to Jessica Howard. Right wing. She puts it on the floor. And they're going to say she stepped out of bounds, I guess.
I don't know if she stepped on the sideline or the M in gymnasium. She seemed to be a little far away from the sideline, but the call goes against the streaks nonetheless.
I just thought by the time he called it, maybe it was going to be a travel. But, I mean, I don't know. Because she had already taken a dribble or two by the time that happened. As Illini West having trouble getting it in, and Gronewald has to throw it off the leg of Jessica Howard. Full court pressure by the Streaks, and it comes to Bundy. Now pass knocked away by Sarah Baker. Shelby Pacheco comes up with it. Ty Peachy right wing, swings it left wing. Megan Young, she'll drive in left baseline, leans in, can't hit, but a foul's going to go against either Bundy or Courtois. And it is going to go against Dana Bundy.
I really like that play by Megan there, because what's important to understand is right there, the Illini West defense was all on the far side of the gym. So once the pass went across the court to Megan, she was able to catch the ball and had the defense running at her. Instead of just popping a long three, she took her dribble into the defense, was able to dribble past a couple defenders and then draw the foul.
And that's one of the things that this offense does. They get used to you looking for you popping those threes, so they're running out at you, have their momentum going that way. Just like you said, take advantage of that, take it to the rack. Both free throws up and good for Megan Young, her first 2 points of the season, making a 27-21 streaks lead. And a travel not called. Yeah, it is going to be called. I thought they were going to call Sarah Baker for the foul, but it was Bailey Campbell on the travel, so the full court pressure pays off again. Streaks will get it back with 5:40 to play and a fresh five on the floor. It'll be Maddie Boyer, Katarina Mangieri, Jamie Johnson, Sadie Hamilton, and Mickey Rodriguez for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 5:40 to play first half. Galesburg leads 27-21. Checking in for Illini West, Kelly Ard, as she replaces Dana Bundy. Inbound comes to Jamie Johnson, top of the key, hands off to Maddie Boyer. On the dribble, stops, picks up. Now she'll fire the three. Back iron, no good. Bounces off the top of the glass, and we'll go the other way with it.
You always hate that as a shooter. You get a pretty, her shot was pretty much online, hit the back of the rim, and just carried a little bit too much up top and went over the top of the backboard.
Been too much air on the ball.
Yeah.
Full court pressure again, and breaking through the trap is Campbell. Gets it across midcourt left side. This is Moore. Drives down left baseline. Gives off to Ard. Can't hit, and it'll be Weir going over the back of, I believe, Sadie Hamilton. She's going to be called for the foul. And we'll walk it back this way. Who's going to go to the line? Is it going to be... No, it's going to be Maddie Boyer stepping to the line for the Streaks.
This style of play right now isn't going to bode well for Coach Keene's team, as they're pretty thin right now, only playing nine players, and they're really getting up there in the fouls, as we've already seen Courtois, Moore each have two, Campbell has two, and then you have one for just about everybody else that's played. The only person that I don't have is with having a foul so far is Dana Bundy. And she does have one.
Yeah, she does have one. Both free throws up and good by Maddie Boyer. Also, I mean, they're having trouble taking advantage. They have a decided size advantage with Ware under there at 6 foot, but they just really haven't been able to get it up court and get in a half-court offense to be able to get it into her. She has gotten two baskets, but both really on fast breaks, but she just has trouble keeping up with this pace.
Well, as Coach Keene said during the pregame show, he likes the three-pointer but loves the layup, so he wants to run it up and down the floor too, which, like you said, doesn't really take advantage of the height advantage he has, but playing their season, they're probably going to be more beneficial playing this style of ball anyway.
On the inbound pass, Tiffany Moore had to go off her foot, so the Streaks will inbound just at the end of the Illini West bench. 5:16 to play here in the first half. Galesburg leading 29-21. Inbound to Jamie Johnson. Now Maddie Boyer, top of the key. Thought about it, and they're going to call her for the travel.
Well, a little hop in her step right there. She decides she's going to cross up the defender and took a little hop to get into her dribble.
5:13 to play first half. And a down court, it goes to Carter Ware, drives baseline. Nice move, spins in, lays it up off the glass, can't hit, gets her own rebound. Now it's knocked away. A push foul is going to be called on, is that Maddie Boyer? That's actually a pretty nice move by the big girl Carter Ware.
Yeah, 6 foot. Very nimble there on her feet. She had a decent game last year in this game against the Streaks, scoring 19 points, so a pretty good game for her last year, and she took advantage of her size last year against the Streaks.
She's just got four tonight. First free throw is up and no good. Maddie Boyer was called for the foul. That was her first with 5:07 to play, and both teams over the limit with 10 fouls, so both teams will be shooting two for the rest of the half. Second shot, no good. Rebound comes out long to Caitlin Jacoby, and it goes to Ware in the paint. 10-footer is no good. Rebound comes down once again to Jacoby, and a jump ball. This time the possession arrow points toward the Silver Streaks, and a fresh five will step on the floor for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Correction on my behalf. She had 21 last year in the game against the Streaks, so she had a very good game last year, and now as we've seen, in the fast break, it's tough for a bigger girl to get position and get the layup she likes. She's having to do a lot more on the move.
Yeah, pretty impressive as a sophomore. Left wing, Megan Young will fire the three. Nope, she's going to be called for the travel. Same thing, she did a little hop. Just, you know, she caught the pass and did a little hop to try to set herself to shoot. And another Silver Streak turnover.
Goes with the tenor that you discussed of the game. Still some nerves, and usually when you have those nerves, your feet get a little happy and end up traveling a little bit too much.
You got to be excited about letting those threes fly as well.
Oh, gosh. And
to know it, when you're open, you can shoot it. Yeah.
Right. And and from what we've seen, there's no difference depending on who has the ball. It seems like Coach Massey's happy with whoever has it, shooting it from distance.
Ty Peachy tries to get it in the paint to Sarah Baker, stolen away. This is R, dribbles down right side. Nice look to Ware running the floor. She'll lay it up right side, up off the glass, and got it. She's got six. Now make it 29-23. Full court pressure from Illini West into Ty Peachy. Now back to Sarah Baker. Bumped on the dribble. Long down court pass stolen away. I think the pass had partially gotten blocked. Now Sarah Baker knocks it away. Coming up with it on the right wing is Bailey Campbell. She'll fire the three. No good. Ty Peachy down with the rebound on the weak side on the air ball. She'll dribble down right side. Right baseline, Jessica Howard dribbles back out to the wing. Out high right side, Sarah Baker fires the three. Rolls off. No good. Ware down with a rebound. Outlet goes to Moore. Moore's down court pass was errant. Went over the top of everybody and out of bounds, and the Streaks get it back, and a fresh five will come on the floor for the Streaks, and a fresh four for Illini West. That's all they've got available on their bench tonight.
Yeah, and speaking with Coach before the game, Coach Keene, he seemed to feel like he was a little bit of a disadvantage, but he didn't seem to mind that much because he felt like his girls were in good condition. They did a lot of conditioning before the season, so and that's really a true test here. This is going to be over the bay. Oh, maybe not.
Mickey Rodriguez gets the runs down the inbound pass. Now Bailey Boyer with it between the circles out high left side. Jamie Johnson left wing. Maddie Boyer gets a pick from Johnson. Goes top of the key now. Left wing, Mickey Rodriguez thought about the three. Back out to Boyer between the circles. That's Maddie Boyer. Left wing, Mickey fires a three and got it. First basket of the season for Mickey Rodriguez, and make it 32-23, our first palindrome score of the year. Cross midcourt, right side. This is Groenwald, thought about the three, now drives in, puts it up off the glass, no good, gets her own rebound, up and can't hit, but a foul is going to be called. I believe it's going to go on Jamie Johnson. She and Sadie Hamilton were both there.
Somebody's got to move in and box out right there. That was what the issue was. Nobody got in to box her out. She had a wide open lane to grab her own rebound and put it back up.
Jamie Johnson picks up the foul. That is her first. 3:41 to play first half. Free throw up and good for Lauren Groenwald, 5'8 sophomore for Illini West. She's got 3 points on the night. 32-24 streaks lead, 3:41 to play first half. Second shot is way short. Rebound to Sadie Hamilton for the Streaks. Trapped up, looks for help. Now dribbles out of trouble. Now gets knocked away from behind. Goes to the floor. Nice hustle by Sadie. Jump ball called, and the possession arrow points toward Illini West. Good job by Sadie Hamilton. Tried to get out of some trouble. Had it knocked away. A nice hustle going to the floor after the ball.
Well, she's got to be a little bit stronger with the ball. And she's one of the taller girls the Streaks has. She has to play strong when she gets that ball in her hands.
Fresh five in for the Streaks as Weir has it in the lane. Nice spin move, puts it up and got it. Nice move by Carter Weir. She's got 6 in the quarter, 8 on the game. Make it 32-26, and now the Streaks turn it over as it was Bundy coming up with a steal, and now an overthrow as they try to get it to Groenwald on the baseline. Couldn't run it down, and the Streaks will have it on the near sideline. They'll bring it from three-quarter court with 3:19 to play in the half, leading 32-26. Sarah Baker will actually now they'll switch, and Ty Peachy will inbound. She's in there along with Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Baker, Katarina Mangieri, and Jessica Howard. Ty Peachy across midcourt, right baseline to Jessica Howard outside the three-point arc. Now dribbles into the paint, lays it up, can't hit, but a foul's going to go against Dani Courtois. Nice move by Jessica Howard, same thing right there. They're expecting her to shoot the three as she kind of sets as she's going to shoot it. The defense jumped out, and she did a nice job of taking it to the basket.
Exactly, and that's a great shot fake. Something talked with Coach Massey at times last year about was Jess Howard developing kind of a mid-range to driving game off that three-pointer. Everybody knows she's a threat from distance. Question is, can she develop a game either on the dribble or conversely just a short little dribble and get into the mid-range jumper? And if she can get to the free throw line on shots like this, she's one of the better free throw shooters the Streaks have.
First one was up, no good. Second one is perfect. She's got 7 on the night, a couple of threes, 1-for-2 from the line. Make it 33-26 Streaks, 3:10 to play here in the first half. Weir across midcourt, long down court pass left side, overthrown, tried to get it to Leah Brody, and the Streaks get it back on another Illini West turnover.
Although ultimately a turnover right there, Sarah Baker's got to do a better job of keeping her feet. She got faked out by Carter Weir. If Carter Weir's going to be able to fake you out and dribble around you, it's going to be a long season defensively for Sarah Baker.
Yeah, kind of a slow motion fake. This is Ty Peachy between the circles. Right wing, it goes to Jessica Howard, fakes, puts it on the floor now, gets trapped up, looks for help. Wow, that was a quick jump ball. I mean, it was Caitlin Jacoby that reached in, got a hand on the ball momentarily. The whistle blew immediately, though.
Yeah, it was kind of a half-second count, and they're supposed to give them a couple seconds to see if they can keep possession of it. But nonetheless, the Streaks will retain the ball on the possession arrow.
2:51 to play in the half. Back in for the Streaks. Bailey Boyer, nice pass underneath. Jamie Johnson, shot blocked by Weir. Johnson gets it back and puts it up and in. First basket on the season for Jamie Johnson. Way to stay with it after getting a block. Now near steal by Boyer, but getting a cross three-on-one break. Illini West, this is Brody dribbling down right side. Goes up off the glass and got it.
Well, right there, the Streaks probably need somebody else to sink low as Sadie Hamilton puts in a two. Because on the defense, they're really overplaying the weak side, and nobody's getting down to help the girl on the baseline.
So quickly back the other way, the long pass to Sadie Hamilton, lays it up and in, make it 37-28. Streaks now back the other way, short shot up and no good by Jacoby, and a jump ball called down on the rebound, and the possession at this point time points toward Illini West as 5 will come in for the Streaks, and looks like just 3 this time for Illini West with 2:13 to play in the first half. 37-28 is the Galesburg lead, and you can start to see it's kind of wearing on Illini West. I just noticed Lauren Groenwald, who was standing there waiting to inbound, they decided to take her. Oh, no, she is still in. She was bent over holding the shorts. I think she was hoping for a break. Anyway, I think she started to get a little worn out.
Well, they need it right now because she's one of the players that has been more productive for them.
Free throw line. Shot is up and no good by Ard. Rebound comes down to Sarah Baker, and now another jump ball. It was snatched away, and the Streaks have it on the alternate possession with 2:05 to play, and Baker will inbound against the full court pressure. And it comes to Jessica Howard. She'll drive all the way right side as Illini West didn't get back. Up and in off the glass, and running back is Ard, who bumped into Howard as she put it up and in. And she picks up the foul, so Jessica Howard with a chance at the traditional three-point play with 2:01 to play, and the Streaks now with an 11-point lead, 39-28.
And we're going to get a full timeout here by Coach Keene.
2:01 to play first half. Galesburg leads 39-28. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
The Galesburg Rescue Mission's Harvest Time Share-a-thon is coming up this Saturday. Hi, I'm Jim Lee for the WGIL Morning News. Join us at 8:20 tomorrow as Rescue Mission Director Dave Scholl will talk about the event.
Nice ball. No, she made the shot.
Yeah, it should have only been one shot.
Back here at Galesburg High School, yeah, 1 second went off the clock. Jessica Howard stepped to the free throw line. She had been fouled. She made the shot, took the free throw. She missed it. She ran in and got the rebound. Nobody else did anything, and the officials stopped the game. I don't know if they're going to – I don't know what they're called. I don't know what the resolution would be here.
Yeah. You would almost have to call a jump ball and give the ball back to the Chargers.
Yeah, because they've got the possession. I think that's what will happen because, yeah, Jessica had made the shot. She was fouled on the shot, and so she only had one free throw. They gave it to her. She missed it, and we'll see what they indicate.
And they're just going to give the ball back to the Streaks.
Wow.
And Coach Keene's not going to be too happy about this one.
Wait, now they're going to. I think it's got to be a. I mean, it's got to go to the possession arrow. See, that's why I don't like. I wish they would bring the jump ball back in some situations.
Yeah.
Especially when you actually tie somebody up, you make a good defensive play, and you may not get it back. But anyway, they think it slows down the game too much, but would it matter tonight?
Yeah, exactly. We've been playing for an hour, and we've only made it through 10 minutes of this game, or 14 minutes.
So they are going to give it to the Streaks. I don't know how. We'll take it.
Well, it didn't seem Coach Keene protested too much either, though.
And it comes to Shelby Pacheco. Can't hit the short shot. Rebound comes out long and goes to Bailey Campbell. Runs it down left side. Nice look underneath to Bundy on the right side. Up off the glass. No good. Rebound tipped around. And Jessica Howard comes down with it. Gives to Ty Peachy on the run across midcourt. Right side. 1:46 to play. Ty looking for help. Nobody moving toward the ball. And then finally... Oh, wow. Uh-oh. Another quick 5-second call. Wow.
Well, right there, Ty Peachy can't pick up her dribble. She's one of the guards on this team. She's got to keep her dribble alive until she gets either a substantial trap, which they were going to try to do, but she's got to try to dribble back to the middle of the floor right there.
Fresh five in for the Streaks. Mickey Rodriguez, Sadie Hamilton, Katarina Mangieri, Bailey Boyer, and Jamie Johnson. Now a steal by Sadie Hamilton. Nice look underneath. Katarina Mangieri drives in left side. She's bumped by Lauren Gronewald.
She hit a wall.
Yes, she did.
Lauren Gronewald keeping her feet right there, but Mangieri had the momentum going already, so she's going to get called for the block. That's her second foul? Third foul.
Yeah, I have her for three. Yep, that's three. And going to the free throw line, Katarina Mangieri. First shot is up off the rim. No. Katarina, 5'4 junior for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, who lead 39-28, 1:33 to play in the first half of game one of the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament and game one of the 2009-2010 basketball season. Second shot rolls off no good. And we're down with a rebound for Illini West. Ball knocked away, and now a kick by Jamie Johnson. Nice play by Ard as the ball was knocked away. She got it right back, tried to make the pass, and Jamie Johnson kicked it away. So Illini West will have it inbounding under their own basket. Right side will be Tiffany Moore. And it goes to Ware, dribbles left, spins in the paint, puts it up, short, gets her own rebound. Nope, tipped away, and oh!
Wow.
Okay, how do you call a push on that? Jamie Johnson went up and stole the rebound away, and they're going to call her for a push.
Yeah, it was a clean block right there, too, and she didn't use the body or anything. I'm really shocked by that call, but nonetheless, on the inbounds, baseline inbounds plays, it looks like Coach Keene has most of these drawn up, so they try to get it right into Carter Ware. The Streaks during their halftime adjustments may look to zone that out so they can't make such an easy pass into Carter Ware, because they're running her off the screen and getting it to her right in the middle, and she's using her post moves to make the play.
Made the first free throw, missed the second, and then Ware actually lost the rebound off of her leg, so the Streaks will bring the length of court, and well, this time Illini West will pick it up, pick them up in midcourt. Bailey Boyer across the timeline, gives to Jamie Johnson between the circles, dribbles right, stops, kicks out to Mickey Rodriguez. She'll fire the three right side, no good. Sadie Hamilton down with a weak side rebound, up off the glass, no good. Gets her own rebound, gets nearly knocked to the floor, kicks out to Bailey Boyer. Now right wing Mickey, she'll try it again, long, and the rebound comes down to Ware for Illini West. Just under a minute to play, first half, Streaks lead 39-29. Pass knocked away underneath and stolen by Jamie Johnson. And she tried to get it to Bailey Boyer. The pass was knocked away, and the Streaks will have to bring it the length of the court. And five fresh bodies come in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks with 50.8 to play in the half. Galesburg leading 39-29.
Well, good job right there by Sadie Hamilton. She needs to stay active on the inside, and she did a good job staying with it. She's just got to go up a little stronger on her shot.
Maddie Boyer with the basketball for the Streaks, drives into the paint. The runner is up and blocked, and the Streaks will get it back on the right baseline. It was Tiffany Moore that got a hand on it. And Maddie Boyer will inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks. Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard, and Ty Peachy in for Galesburg. Ty with it out high right side. Right baseline, it goes to Jessica Howard. She'll fire the three off the rim long. Rebound comes to the weak side. It goes to Tiffany Moore. She'll bring it down herself left side with 30 seconds to play. Drives baseline, throws it up off the glass. No. And the rebound comes out to Maddie Boyer. Long down court pass to Shelby Pacheco left side. Leans in up off the glass. Can't hit. Nice job using her body by Shelby Pacheco. Leaned in on Caitlin Jacoby. And really, she didn't really have a good angle for the shot and did the smart thing to draw the contact and get a chance to go to the free throw line.
Well, being a former post player myself, I really appreciate the moves. And Shelby Pacheco has very good footwork inside. And right there, as you're saying, Tom, a very good example. She didn't have the angle for the shot. She gave a little head and shoulders fake, drew the defender into her, and then used her shoulder into the chest to draw the foul.
Shelby misses both free throws, short on the first one, a little bit long on the next, and now a steal by Ty Peachy. Her pass is blocked away, and Illini West gets it back. Running down the court, this is Kelly Ard, right baseline, up off the glass, no good. A wide-open layup for Jacoby, can't hit. Now the rebound comes down, and this is Moore who gets it up and in. With 1 second to play, Jessica Howard fires a three at the buzzer, no good. One half of basketball in the books, I guess. Well, I was going to say, I thought the second quarter was a little bit quicker. It seemed like it was, but not really, as I look at my watch at 8:05 here at WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. We have played one half of basketball in the season opener, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Illini West Chargers 39-31. We'll come back with our halftime show after this. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I am not looking forward to winter. Playing in the snow is fun and all, but last year I had to wear my coat even in the house. Mom and Dad said they were trying to save money by turning the furnace down. Way down. Brr. I sure hope they call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating this year.
High-efficiency furnaces will save you money and qualify for a tax credit. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business. And by the Hearing Clinic and Dr. Peter Hausline, ENT, at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg.
The average adult can hold their breath for just over a minute. Enter McDonald's new Angus Third Pounders with juicy 100% Angus beef and exquisitely prepared toppings like crispy bacon and sautéed mushrooms. Savoring one properly cannot be accomplished in less than 17 minutes. Make no mistake, at some point, you're going to have to breathe. Angus Axiom Number 8, awaited with bated breath. Savor one of three new Angus Third Pounders. Only at participating McDonald's.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by
by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax and have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Roberts and Wilcox and Statham, attorneys at law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at GalesburgLaw.com.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the Alcorn Carlin Halftime Report, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense.
Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, Tom Aradiff along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along tonight for Galesburg Silver Streak basketball, the season opener for the Galesburg High girls basketball team. At halftime, the Streaks lead Illini West 39-31 is our score. Glad to have you along here on the law firm of Alcorn and Carlin halftime show. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Well, game one of the Thanksgiving tournament underway and of the 2009-2010 season. As we mentioned earlier, the Galesburg High sophomores opened up with a 76-44 win tonight over Illini West. So Coach Mike Ruck's squad is 1-0 on the season. Other games going on tonight in this tournament. There are games going on at Metamora High School tonight. Springfield and East Peoria, that one I'm sure in the books. Metamora and Richwood's actually got underway at 7 as well. Who knows, that one might be in the books. Hopefully it's not going as slowly as this one is thus far. Tournament will continue on Thursday evening with a game at Carl Sandburg College. This Illini West team will take on Metamora Thursday night at 6:30. Then Friday night, the Galesburg Silver Streaks are back in action. They'll play the late game at 8 o'clock here at Thiel Gym. They'll take on Metamora. The early game of the session features United Township against Illini West at 5 o'clock. At 6:30, Alleman takes on East Peoria. And then, as we mentioned, the Streaks and Metamora. At Wycall Gym, the Galesburg sophomores will be in action against Metamora at 6:30 on Friday evening. The first game of the session actually gets underway at 3:30 Friday afternoon, with the sophomores, United Township, taking on Illini West. Then at 5 o'clock, Alleman will play East Peoria. Also coming up then on Saturday, a couple of games for the Streaks as they will take on East Peoria 10:30 Saturday morning. That'll follow the Richwoods-Alleman game that tips off at 9 o'clock. At 1:30, Springfield takes on United Township. And then the evening session will start with The Galesburg and Springfield sophomores playing in the Galesburg varsity and the Springfield Senators, a new team in the tournament this year that replaced Freeport. They will play at 7:30. On the sophomore side at Wycall Gym, actually the first game at 8:45 in the morning, Richwoods and Alleman will play at the Churchill Gym. Then the Galesburg sophomores take on East Peoria 9 o'clock Saturday morning at Wycall. And at noon, it'll be Springfield taking on United Township. And, of course, things move on next weekend as well. Also want to remind you, coming up, we'll have the Hall of Fame presentation, which will be coming up. I believe that'll be during right before Friday night's game. The Galesburg Hall of Fame induction ceremony will take place. First regular season game for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They'll travel to Quincy to open up the Western Big Six season a week from tonight. And Eric and Jim Lee will have that action for you coming up next week before this tournament continues. Of course, the Galesburg High boys getting underway. They're going to have a Thanksgiving tournament here at John Thiel Gym once again as well. And we'll have all that action for you coming up next week and all season long with Mike Perry and Jim Lee right here on WGIL. As we've done in the past, normally we would be talking with the Galesburg assistant coach. I know at halftime that Eric last year would get a word with Streaks assistant coach Jackie Howard at halftime each year. But with things the way Coach Massey's running the offense, Jackie's got some extended duties that are not going to allow her to be able to do that with us at halftime. So we're going to have to make some changes. We'll figure something out for you and try to see what we can come up with for maybe a short halftime guest at some point during this season. But we won't be able to have a chance to speak with Jackie, as she's kind of busy, I guess, kind of getting the lineup ready for those coming out or getting it set, however their rotation's going to work.
That's right, and that's what Coach said before the game. But nonetheless, we proceed on, and just some interesting numbers from that first half, Tom. I just got done tabulating, and granted, I probably missed a shot here or there because there were so many of them. But the Streaks were 7 for 17 from inside the arc, 3 for 19 from distance, and they shot a whopping 24 free throws during that first half, knocking down 14. Now, on the other side of things, the Chargers only attempted 2 threes and hit 1 of 2. And then they were 13 for 25 from inside the arc and 2 for 11 from the line. So that could be a big story that plays out later in the game if the Chargers can't hit their free throws. We've seen so many free throws shot already in this game. And already 31 turnovers for the Chargers, wow, as opposed to 20 for the Streaks. So 20 is way more than you want, too, even if you're playing such an up-tempo pace. And the Streaks have the rebounding edge at 22-20.
Your halftime stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Jessica Howard with 9 points for the Streaks, a couple of threes, two at a free throw, 4 points for Sarah Baker on a basket and two free throws, 3 points for Maddie Boyer on three free throws, 10 for Shelby Pacheco, all coming in the first quarter. Bailey Boyer with two, Ty Peachy with two, Mickey Rodriguez with three on a three-pointer, two for Sadie Hamilton, two for Jamie Johnson, two for Megan Young on a couple of free throws. So everybody that played scored well, with the exception of Katarina Mangieri. She missed a couple of free throws. It was Illini West being led by Leah Brody with 11 points, including a three-pointer, nine for Carter Weir, two apiece for Dani Courtois, Tiffany Moore, Dana Bundy, also Bailey Campbell with two, and 3 points for Lauren Gronewald. Just about a minute away from the second half, 39-31. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Illini West Chargers. Also, the Galesburg High Sophomores, a 76-44 winner this evening over Illini West to open the season. Your halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. We'll come back and bring you the second half next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
Textile license doc fee extra. Approved credit, some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The year was 1968 when Lakis Ford Dodge opened their doors for business. And now, 41 years later, Lakis is still here to save you more money when you're ready to buy, new or used. During the Lakis anniversary sale going on right now, they're selling every new 2010 vehicle on the lot for $100 under dealer invoice. And you keep all factory rebates and customer cash, like a 2010 Ram 1500 Crew Cab with $2,500 in rebates or 2.9 for 60. Or a new 2010 Ford Fusion SE. Get a $1,500 rebate or choose 2.9% for 60 months. Both on sale now for $100 under invoice. Don't worry about your current payoff, as many local and national lending institutions are competing for the opportunity to finance everyone. Many times you can trade in your current vehicle with little or no money down and get a payment equal to or less than you're currently paying. 41 years and counting. Shop the anniversary sale for limited time only at Lake for Dodge, Galesburg.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime, news@WGIL.com.
Back at John Field Gymnasium, Tom Aronoff along with Eric Gibson. And in the, 33 seconds since the second half started, a lot has happened. I think there was two turnovers apiece, a three-pointer by Jessica Howard, a two-pointer by Carter Weir, and the Streaks lead 42-33. A lot happened in a short time. Maddie Boyer with it, left wing for the Streaks. Three is no good. Shelby Pacheco with another offensive rebound, has it knocked away. And coming up with it is Weir for Illini West. Long down court pass to Ard. Layup is up and no good. Rebound Ty Peachy for the Streaks. She'll run it across midcourt. Drives down right side. Gives to Jessica Howard. Stepped out of bounds. No call. Top of the key, Sarah Baker. She'll drive in. Has it knocked away. Kicks out to Maddie Boyer. Three-pointer left wing is long. And the rebound comes down to Lauren Gronewald for Illini West. 6:57 to play here in the third quarter. And running the floor this time, the big girl, Carter Weir. gets it up off the glass and in on did a nice job on the catch and shoot on the at well, I guess full speed for her, and that was fouled. And the foul goes against Ty Peachy. The shot is up and good by Ware, and she'll have a chance at the traditional three-point play. And that'll be, let's see, for Ty, that's her second foul. Ware now with 13 points on the game and a fresh 5 in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 6:54 to play here in the third quarter. Shot is up and no good from the free throw line. Rebounded Jamie Johnson for the Streaks, and a steal on the outlet pass by Ware. Under the basket, ball knocked away, and they're going to say that Jamie Johnson fouled Leah Brody as she tried to go for the steal. So Illini West will have it on the left baseline. Inbounding will be Kelly Ard with 6:49 to play here in quarter number three. Streaks leading 42-35. So another Streaks turnover. And Illini West with the basketball. Jamie Johnson with her third foul on the night. Top of the key it comes to Bailey Campbell. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound comes down to Gronewald. Can't hit, but a foul's going to be called on Sadie Hamilton. As Gronewald, well, the Streaks just didn't really get a body on her. She just kind of went up over the top of two of them. And she's going to go to the free throw line with two shots.
Yeah, good job right there by Gronewald to get position. And once you have that position, it's hard to overcome. And you got to be careful if you're the Streak defender right there, because once you've given up that position, the only thing you can do is commit a foul. So she got herself in a bad position there, and Gronewald's going to hit some free throws.
First one is up and good. She has 4 points on the night, make it 42-36. Streaks with a lead. Now that's the third foul on Sadie Hamilton as well. Second shot is no good. Hamilton down with a rebound. Outlet to Bailey Boyer. She'll run it across left side and actually got away with a push there. Now a steal. Coming down the other way, this is Leah Brody. Lays it up and good. Brody now with 13. Make it 42-38 Streaks. Bailey Boyer has it stolen away again. And, what is the call?
It looked like a clean steal right there, but not exactly sure.
Well, they're not. I don't know. He didn't go over and indicate a foul to the scorer's table. I'm really not sure what that call was. Anyway, the Streaks hit it back. They've got a fresh five, and Sarah Baker drives right side, has it knocked away. Coming up with it is Ware. Now she double dribbled. 6:20 to play here in the third quarter. Galesburg leading 42-38. It'll be Megan Young to inbound on the right baseline for the Streaks. She's in there with Sarah Baker, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, and Ty Peachy. And it comes to Baker on the right baseline. Gives to Ty Peachy out high right side. Right baseline, Jessica Howard fires a long three. And good!
Jessica has the stroke feeling it right now. She's hit two in a row now, so on a little bit of a mini run.
And Illini West throws it away. And the Streaks will get it back. 6:07 to play. Four new players will come in for Illini West. Ty Peachy inbound on the near sideline for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 45-38 now the Streaks lead. After Illini West had gone on a bit of a run, Streaks now trying to build the lead back up again. It was as much as 11 in the first half. Peachy gives left wing to Megan Young. She'll fire the three long, and we've got a foul in the paint on the rebound. On the floor, it's going to go against, I believe, Lauren Gronewald, and that'll be her fourth, if that's the case. Yep, that's number four on Lauren Gronewald. So that could really have an effect on Illini West, make their roster from nine down to eight if she should foul out. At least on the Streak side, you've got Jamie Johnson and Sadie Hamilton with three apiece, but at least we've got some depth on our side.
Exactly. Coach Manson's bench is just a little bit deeper right now.
Megan Young inbound on the baseline, and it comes to Jessica Howard, brings it out, gives to Ty Peachy out high right side, back to Jessica Howard, drives to the wing, into the paint, now kicks it left wing to Megan Young. She'll fire the three, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Sarah Baker, kicks out to Megan Young out high, nearly stolen away, goes into the backcourt. Megan Young gets fouled, no call, dives after it, can't quite bring it down. It's Illini West coming down with it. This is Courtois. She can't hit. Now the rebound comes down to Moore, and she puts it up and in. Kind of a wild sequence there, and they're going to say, they say that we stepped across the line on the inbound.
Wow.
So the Streaks turned it over. 45-40 is the lead. Boy, that was a wild sequence in midcourt. Great hustle by Megan Young. She got kind of hit high, hit low, tackled, dove after the ball, and still Illini West able to come up with it.
Well, with how ticky-tack some of the calls have been in this game, and then to go and let that go, that was amazing.
Now Sadie Hamilton with a steal. She'll run it down by herself, right side, lay it up off the glass, and got it.
Sadie Hamilton very smooth there on the steal and then taking it coast-to-coast for the score.
And just like you said, after everything that happened with Megan Young getting beat up at midcourt, we've got a bump foul called on Maddie Boyer right there. And it's not so much, it was a foul, but you just have to be consistent with the calls. But like we said, first game for the officials tonight as well. 47-40 is the Galesburg lead with 5:20 to play here in the third quarter, and the ball is going to, they're going to say Jamie Johnson tipped it. It went out of bounds on the baseline, so Illini West will have it on the left side. It'll be Tiffany Moore to inbound. In for the Streaks now, Maddie Boyer, Jamie Johnson, Mickey Rodriguez, Katarina Mangieri, and Sadie Hamilton. Now the officials discussing. I don't know if they're discussing whose ball it should be or what, but Illini West has it. Moore to inbound, and it comes to Weir near the free throw line, drives right, stops, kicks out, and nearly threw it away, but Moore able to bring the pass down, puts it up with the left hand, no good. Rebound Sadie Hamilton, outlet to Maddie Boyer. She'll run it across midcourt, kicks it over to the left wing to Katarina Mangieri. She'll stop, set herself, fire three, and got it. The high arcer up and good for Katarina Mangieri.
That's a Raptor scraper.
Came down with snow on it. Guess I shouldn't say snow. Quickly back the other way to get it inside to Weir, and she puts it up and good and make it 50-42 Streaks. Left wing, Mangieri with it, puts it on the floor, gives to Johnson, top of the key. She'll drive left side, picks up and gives to Rodriguez. Left wing fires a long three, may have been partially blocked. Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound, can't hit, but she's going to be fouled going up, and I believe it's going to go against Caitlin Jacoby. If so, that'll be her third, and Sadie Hamilton will go to the free throw line. Nope, they're going to say it was on Leah Brody.
Well, for a minute there, the tempo picked up in this one.
Yeah, they were trying to get it up and down. Streaks led 20 to 17 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored Illini West 19-14 in that second quarter for a 39-31 halftime lead as Sadie Hamilton puts the first free throw up and in. And now it's 51-42 Streaks with 4:40 to play third quarter. Jessica Howard back in for Galesburg, as is Ty Peachy and Sarah Baker, along with Megan Young and Sadie Hamilton, as Shelby Pacheco waits to come in for her. Second free throw up and good. So 6 points for Sadie Hamilton, four of those in here in the third quarter. Make it 56-42, biggest lead of the game for the Streaks at 12. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Weir runs it down. Nice down court pass left side, up off the glass and good for Leah Brody. 15 on the night, or rather, 15 on the night for Brody, and the Streaks turn it over as a pass. A little bit errant. Jessica Howard tried to run it down on the right side, stepped on the sideline, and the Streaks turn it over with 4:27 to play in the third. They'll pick up with full court pressure. And the ball goes to the floor. Shelby Pacheco tries to tie it up and does, and the possession arrow points toward Illini West.
You know, Tom, I thought I was doing a pretty good job of keeping the score there, and I had 52-44, and then all of a sudden I saw the scoreboard said 58-44.
Oh, it did?
So they finally corrected it. I thought, did I black out for a couple minutes there?
I didn't see that.
They're moving fast. They're just not moving that fast. So
scoring without us knowing it. As the Galesburg student section really getting into it tonight. Full court pressure. This is Weir. And two Illini West players all by themselves. Dribble down left side. Lay it up off the glass and good. That's Danny Courtois. Gets the basket and make it 52-46. So quickly that 12-point lead is dwindling slowly. Now it's Megan Young. She'll fire the three top of the key and got it. Megan Young's first basket of the night. She had a couple of free throws in the first half. Now make it 55-46, back to a 9-point lead. Cross midcourt left side, Tiffany Moore for Illini West. And we have a travel as Weir caught the pass and tried to turn to go to the basket before she put it on the floor. Another Illini West turnover. Five new Streaks will check into the lineup. It'll be Jamie Johnson, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Maddie Boyer, and Mickey Rodriguez.
I think this defense right here playing a half court that really is more beneficial for the Chargers. When they try to run and press the Streaks, they're getting into too many situations where they're fouling or they're not getting back in position for defense.
And just, you know, kind of playing at Galesburg's pace, and Mickey Rodriguez gets fouled trying to put up the three, and she's going to go to the free throw line with three shots. Foul goes against Kelly Ard. I believe that'll be her second foul, and Mickey Rodriguez to the free throw line with a chance at three.
It's actually their third foul, so they're getting into some issues here for Coach Keene. He's got to keep rotating players so he can keep some players out of the big foul issues.
And they've got one, two, three, four players, I believe, with three fouls now. First free throw up and good for Mickey Rodriguez. Second one away, good as well. She had a three-pointer in the second quarter and hopefully can get another three right here. 57-46, back to an 11-point streaks lead, 3:38 to play third quarter. Third one is up and good. So Mickey Rodriguez converts. I don't know, is that still a non-traditional three-point play? I don't know what you call that.
I don't think it could be a non-traditional because they didn't have a three-point line when it was non-traditional.
That's true. Maddie Boyer now on after the steal, fires a three, can't hit. Mickey Rodriguez down with a rebound, out to Maddie, top of the key. Now left side, it goes to Jamie Johnson. Right wing, this is Bailey Boyer, drives into the paint, kicks it out to Jamie Johnson, fires a long three, left side, short. Rebound Sadie Hamilton, she'll put it up, can't hit, but she is fouled. And if it's against Caitlin Jacoby, that'll be her fourth. And it does go against Jacoby, so she picks up her fourth foul. Sadie Hamilton goes to the free throw line with two shots. She is 2 for 3 on the night. She's got 6 points, 58-46 streaks lead. First one is up, bounces off long. Sadie Hamilton, 5'8 sophomore for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
2 for 4 from the line now on the night for Sadie, and she's going to see a lot of free throws if she keeps playing the way she's played tonight.
58-46, streaks lead, 3:16 to play third quarter. Second one up, and that is good. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Mickey Rodriguez knocks it away. And the Illini West team will trigger on their own baseline again. Line change for the Streaks. It'll be Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Katarina Mangieri, Shelby Pacheco, and Sarah Baker for the Streaks. Shelby Pacheco up playing the ball on the point. And it comes to Bundy. Cross court, it goes to Ard, gets it across midcourt, left side. This is Moore, drives in, can't hit, but a foul's going to be called on Sarah Baker on the shot.
Looked clean right there. Looked like Sarah went up with her. May have got her from the body, can't really tell from our angle.
Going to the free throw line will be Tiffany Moore. Moore, a 5'6 junior with 4 points on the night. She'll have two shots at it with 3:09 to play. Just a second foul on Sarah Baker. 15 foul on the Streaks here in the second half. Left-handed shot is up and good for Tiffany Moore. They get 59-47. I'll tell you what, the Streaks student fan section is into it like it's a postseason game tonight.
You gotta love it, beginning of the season. Hopefully we see this a lot this year.
Second free throw up and good as well. And Ty Peachy on the dribble gets fouled and looks like Ard.
That might be
in.
Fourth for Ard.
If it does go against Kelly Ard, and it does, that is her fourth foul.
Some
and the
foul
15
troubles
foul.
Creeping in here for Coach Keene. He's got two players down, Gronewald and Ard, that have four fouls each.
Jessica Howard fires a three from the right baseline, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Ard for Illini West. She'll run across midcourt herself. Down court pass. Nice step and go by Bailey Campbell, just caught it on the run, laid it up and in with the left hand. Her second basket of the night, make it 59-50 streaks. Ty Peachy gives to Jessica Howard between the circles, now hands off to Sarah Baker, right wing. This is Ty Peachy, top of the key, Katarina Mangieri. Dribbles right, picks up, gives to Ty Peachy, dribbles to the free throw line, gives out high to Sarah Baker. She'll drive into the paint, kicks out to Katarina Mangieri. She'll sky the three-pointer right baseline, no good. Sarah Baker down with a rebound, and they're going to say she traveled with it. I don't know. I didn't see that.
Wow. I didn't see it either. That it looked like a clean rebound by Sarah Baker. She kept it high, pivoted on her right foot, and everything looked clean. But
see, that's what I thought. It looked like she had a good pivot, and I don't know. The official saw it differently. 2:26 to play. Cross midcourt, left side. Bundy runs it down. Pass in the paint, stolen away by Jamie Johnson. Jamie down the middle of the court, left wing goes to Megan Young. She'll stop and fire the three, and got it! Megan Young with her second three of the quarter. She's got 8 points. Make it 62-50 streaks. Now Shelby Pacheco with a steal on the inbound. It was rather Sadie Hamilton. It's knocked away, and coming up with it is Danny Courtois for Illini West. Runs it down left side on the baseline. Gets it up off the glass and good. Make it 62-52. Mickey Rodriguez left wing. Top of the key goes to Jamie Johnson. She'll fire the three. Can't hit. Rebound to Sadie Hamilton. Has it knocked away. Ball goes to the floor. Coming up with it is Bailey Campbell. Throws it down court, knocked away by Jamie Johnson with 1:45 to play here in the third quarter. And the Streaks with five fresh bodies on the floor. It'll be Maddie Boyer, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco, and Ty Peachy for the Streaks.
Well, so far so good for the Streaks, but they've looked like they've had opportunities to try to go on a big run to put this game away, and they just can't get over the hump.
In the paint, it goes to Carter Ware, and she hits another one. Nice turnaround jump shot. Make it 62-54. Jessica Howard, right baseline with a three-pointer. No good. Rebound comes down to Shelby Pacheco, and she got sandwiched. Which one are they going to call it on? Take your pick, 22 or 24. Nora goes to accuracy. They call 20, so it's going to go on Bailey Campbell. Third foul now on Bailey Campbell. 16 foul now on Illini West. Maddie Boyer to inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks. 1:33 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 62-54. And it comes to Sarah Baker. Fires a three right baseline. Can't hit. Rebound weak side. Comes down to Shelby Pacheco. Tried to get it to Maddie Boyer. Actually, Shelby was kind of going out of bounds. Had to save it in. And the Streaks turn it over with 1:27 to play.
Well, a good hustle play right there by Shelby Pacheco. Unfortunately, just threw the ball a little bit low when she was saving it back in bounds.
And it comes to Moore. She'll run it across left side. Nice look underneath to Ware, right side. Can't hit the layup. Rebound to Sarah Baker. Sarah, long down court pass to Shelby Pacheco. Catches, puts it up, and got it. Nice catch and shoot by Shelby Pacheco. She actually kind of caught herself under the basket, was able to lay it up and in. She's got 12. Make it 64-54. Now a travel by Danny Courtois of Illini West. So the Streaks get it right back, and another line change for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 1:08 to play third quarter. Galesburg with a 64-54 lead. It's now Jamie Johnson, Bailey Boyer, Katarina Mangieri, Sadie Hamilton, and Mickey Rodriguez for the Streaks. This is Bailey Boyer on the dribble, right baseline to Sadie Hamilton, brings it out to the wing. Now between the circles to Jamie Johnson, left wing, Bailey Boyer stops out of the key, now gets to Mickey Rodriguez. She'll fire the three right wing, short. Rebound off the hands of Ware, and a tie-up between Jamie Johnson and Tiffany Moore, and the arrow points toward the Streaks.
Well, a good job right there to get after it by Sadie Hamilton and Jamie Johnson to keep things going on the inside to get these rebounds.
And it comes Bailey Boyer, left wing, Katarina Mangieri dribbles right into the paint, lays it up with a runner, can't hit, rebound Jamie Johnson, puts it up, can't hit, gets her own rebound, and she kicked it out, but she got pushed in the process, and looks like she'll go to the free throw line with a one-on bonus, because that's going to put Illini West over the limit.
Yeah, good job right there by Jamie Johnson, again, getting position underneath. And I don't know if this is a point that Coach Massey stressed, but between the three of Pacheco, Johnson, and Hamilton, on three-point shots, they've done a good job of getting down there, getting position up for the offensive rebounds. And that, again, like I said earlier in the game, that's going to be key for them during the season to get their points.
Now it's Brody picking up her third foul. First free throw up and good for Jamie Johnson. Second one no good. Ware down with a rebound. Ball knocked away, going to the floor. Nice hustle by Moore. Now this is Courtois with it. Runs down left side. Pass underneath right side. Goes to Brody. Laid up off the glass. Can't hit. Ware with a block from behind by Mickey Rodriguez. And a tie-up between Rodriguez and Ware. And the possession arrow pointing toward Illini West with 27.8 seconds to play. Five new players in for the Streaks. Ty Peachy, Maddie Boyer, Sarah Baker, Jessica Howard, and Shelby Pacheco. Galesburg with a 65-54 lead. Illini West inbound on the left baseline. And it comes to Ware, bump from behind. Ooh, they're going to count that.
Continuation.
Jessica, yeah, I guess so. Jessica Howard called for her third foul. So Carter Ware with her chance at a traditional three-point play. She's got 10 in the quarter, 19 on the game.
Yeah, we talked earlier about Shelby Pacheco doing a good job using her body. So did Carter Ware right there, getting the foul from the defender.
Well, Jessica Howard ran down a long rebound, and you have to either call a travel or a push because she got pushed and she traveled, but neither were called. She got it to Ty Peachy. Ty got bumped out of bounds on the right side. And who did that? That one went against, Caitlin Jacoby. And
that's her fourth.
Okay, that's her fourth now. Okay, I had her for one extra. So going to the free throw line, Ty Peachy with a chance of the one and bonus. That's now 18 fouls on Illini West. 20.6 seconds to play. Hey, we've got another palindrome score, 65-56 Streaks. Doesn't happen too often twice in a game. First free throw up and good for Ty Peachy. She'll get the bonus. And Mickey Rodriguez will check in for Jessica Howard. She'll be on the court with Ty Peachy, Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Baker, and Maddie Boyer.
Again, the Streaks have kind of hurtled between 8 and 12-point lead here, and they just haven't been able to break it open. We'll see if they can go on a little bit of a run here at the end of the quarter.
Ty Peachy puts the second one up and in, make it 67-56. And, you know, one of the telling things is Maddie Boyer knocks away the inbound pass. I mean, if in fact, this foul trouble comes to fruition in the fourth quarter, we've got one Illini West player with four, and we got one, two, three, four, five other players with three fouls. So
I think Lauren Grunewald has four, too, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. Actually, I've got her for four. That's right. Yeah. 10 seconds now to play. Right wing. This is Brody. Drives baseline. Can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to Sarah Baker. And is the push going to be called on who?
Yeah, and Sarah Baker. They're saying that she came over the back, but I didn't think Brody had position right there. She had just shot the shot, was down kind of underneath the backboard, and Sarah went straight up and got that rebound.
Yeah, it was a high rebound that came over the top.
Right, and it didn't look like Brody was in any position to get the rebound herself, and that has to be taken into consideration when making that call, as Baker was all by herself underneath the basket.
So that puts the Streaks over the limit with 17 fouls. That's three on Sarah Baker. And going to the free throw line is Leah Brody. She can't hit the shot. Rebound to Shelby Pacheco. 2 seconds to play. Mickey Rodriguez fires a three. Right wing. Off the back iron. No good. Three quarters of basketball in the books. It's the Galesburg Silver Streaks 67. The Illini West Chargers 56. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's a new baby in the family, and life insurance should be utmost on your mind. Pratty Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, has a great life insurance plan that is designed specifically for children. It's term life insurance to age 25, and is convertible at that time to cash building whole life insurance. You can pay in one reasonable guaranteed single premium. Makes a great gift from proud grandparents, too. Call Pratty Insurance about life insurance for children from Pekin Insurance.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
The excitement of high school sports really takes me back.
Our team at Bates is proud to support the Silver Streaks for another winning season.
Hey, I think that guy just hit another home run.
Isn't it time for your nap?
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson. Chaz Pig, our studio engineer tonight. Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Illini West Chargers in the opening game of the 2009-2010 season. 67-56, the Streaks lead. Galesburg with the basketball. Sarah Baker drives into the paint, gets tripped up, and she's going to go to the free throw line with another chance at the one and bonus. Who does this one go against?
I don't know, but there was a myriad of players in there that he could have called.
Okay, went with number five. That's Tiffany Moore, so she picks up her third. And Sarah Baker goes to the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus. Streaks out, scored Illini West 28-25 in that third quarter. First free throw up and good for Sarah. She'll get the bonus.
After scoring 20 in the first quarter, 19 in the second quarter, that was a little bit of an explosion, but they also gave up the most points they've given up in this game at 25.
Second shot for Sarah Baker, up and good as well. She's got six on the night, make it 69-56 Streaks. Full court pressure coming down left side as Illini West breaks the pressure, but another turnover. And you can just really see the fatigue starting to set in on this Illini West team. I mean, granted, like Coach Keene said, yeah, they have been doing a lot of running there in shape, but when you've only got, you're only going nine strong, and all nine have played significant minutes, it gets to be tough after a while.
Well, and I understand Coach Keene wanted to run this game, but I think if he's going to start thinking about backing up into that half-court defense.
Long, long, long three by Jessica Howard. She was out. Well, if you get a chance to come out here to a game, we talked about the new finish job on the court, and it says John Thiel Gymnasium on the sideline. I believe she was standing just about on the M or the Y on that three-pointer. Couldn't hit it. Shelby Pacheco came down with a rebound, and she was held as she was trying to put up the shot. So she'll go to the free throw line with two. She missed the first. Didn't catch who that foul was. Somebody else just picked up their third, though. Which one was it? I've lost track now.
Yeah.
Second shot is up.
I'm thinking Danny Kertoitz.
We'll go ahead and give it to her then. Make it 70-56 Streaks. Quickly back the other way is Kertoitz. She puts it up and in as she beat the Streaks defense back. Make it 70-58. This is Ty Peachy. Has a ball knocked away. And coming up with it is Bailey Campbell for Illini West. Nearly traveled with it, looking for help. And gives way to Danny Kertoitz across midcourt left side. Now this is Bundy with it. Pass underneath goes to Ware, and she puts it up off the glass and in.
Streaks are going to have to do a better job in the future of getting back on defense out of their press set. They're too slow getting back, and the better the team, the easier time they're going to have getting this ball up court.
Wow, Sarah Baker got tripped up and mugged. No call. And coming up with the basketball is Moore. She'll drive down left side. Can't hit the layup. And the rebound comes down to Maddie Boyer. And she's fouled from behind by Bailey Campbell. Looks like that's going to be her fourth foul. We'll walk it back the other way for two shots now as 10 team fouls on Illini West. And Maddie Boyer goes to the free throw line.
Well, good job by Maddie Boyer there. She got herself positioned, went up, got a strong rebound, and was able to hold on to it, even though she got slammed by Bailey Campbell.
So Maddie, a 5'4 senior, goes to the free throw line with two shots. First one is away. It's short. 70-60 is the Galesburg lead. 6:44 to play in the basketball game. Line change for the Streaks again. Sadie Hamilton, Mickey Rodriguez, Bailey Boyer, and Jamie Johnson come in. And Katarina Mangieri waiting to check in for Maddie Boyer.
Well, if the varsity wants to catch up with the sophomore team, they've got a little bit to go. It was the 76 points they put up in their game.
Rebound comes down to Sadie Hamilton on a missed shot. Kicked it out to Mickey Rodriguez. She couldn't hit the three. Now Illini West with it. This is Leah Brody in the paint. It goes to Bundy. Can't hit the shot. Rebound to Jamie Johnson. Has it knocked away from behind. Ball goes to the floor. Illini West comes up with it. And this is Brody. Fires from the right side. Can't hit. Rebound now down to Courtois. She can't hit the short shot. And the rebound's going to go off the hands of Bundy. And the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 6:19 to play. And Katarina Mangieri will check in for Maddie Boyer.
Well, good job by Jamie Johnson. Just, again, when you grab that rebound, you got to be a little bit stronger with it and get up into a guard position.
Now pass from Bailey Boyer, stolen away. Coming up with it is Moore. Right wing, it goes to Courtois. Top of the key, this is Bundy. And her pass is knocked away. And Illini West will have it just in front of their own benches. Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Shelby Pacheco, and Sarah Baker check in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Well, again, that 8-12 mark is about where the Streaks have been going back and forth. And you'd like to see the Streaks put this tired Illini West team away.
Inbounds play out of the Streaks playbook there on the back door. Going inside to Moore. She can't hit the shot, but a foul on the rebound is going to be called. I didn't catch it. Was it Sarah Baker? Nope, it went against Ty Peachy. And that's the third foul on Ty. And going to the free throw line is Leah Brody for Illini West. And she's got two shots. First one is up and good. Now it's back to a 9-point lead, 70-61 with 6:01 to play in the basketball game. Yeah, and you said it, Eric. The Streaks just have not yet been able to put this team away. They've had as much as a, 13-14-point lead. And Illini West kind of claws their way back into it. And then we'll see if the Streaks can go on another run. Jessica Howard, right baseline, fires a three. Can't hit. Weak side rebound comes down to Shelby Pacheco. Up off the glass and got it. Nice, strong move by Shelby Pacheco.
Nice, strong rebound. She was able to pull that in with one hand and go back up.
Quickly down the other way, running the court was Bailey Campbell. Couldn't hit the layup. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Sarah Baker. She'll run it back the other way. 3-on-2 break. Right wing, this is Jessica Howard. Long three is long. Rebound comes down again to Shelby Pacheco leading in that time. Oh, they called her for a travel. I thought they were going to call a charge on her.
I thought so, too.
Leaned in with that shoulder, but they called a travel on Shelby. And the Streaks turn it over with 5:31 to play.
Well, it seemed like they were playing a little two-man game right there. Two straight possessions. Howard put the shot up, and Pacheco came down with the rebound. Just has to do a little bit better job keeping her feet.
Moore across midcourt and drives it down right side. Can't hit the layup for Illini West. Ty Peachy down with the rebound. 3-on-1 break. Jessica Howard stops, and she'll fire the three from the right wing. Got it. See, that's one. She did have two rebounders under the basket. She didn't come down, stop, and shoot that with no rebound, you know, just blindly. I mean, there were two streak rebounders under the basket and one Illini West player. And a full timeout called by, was it Illini West?
Yes.
I believe they called it.
Illini West.
We'll take a timeout as well. 5:10 to play. It's Galesburg 75, Illini West 62. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Lock your keys in your car, have engine trouble, or run out of gas? You can't predict what might happen while you're out on the road. With Pekin Insurance roadside rescue coverage from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, you will have peace of mind service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Call Craddy Insurance today for more details about why you should have this. One call does it all roadside rescue claim service from Pekin Insurance. You'll put your mind at ease.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back to a 13-point Galesburg Silver Streak lead with 5:09 to play in the ball game, 75-62. Tom Aradoff along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. I think Zach Keene not only wanted to settle his troops down a little bit, but give him a little bit of a breather. Inbound pass from Maddie Boyer knocked away, and the Streaks will inbound again on the near sideline. Maddie Boyer on the court with Sadie Hamilton, Mickey Rodriguez, Jamie Johnson, and Katarina Mangieri. This is Maddie Boyer out right of the center circle. Streaks spreading the floor a little bit with 5:02 to play. Now Mickey Rodriguez between the circles. She'll dribble right, gives to Maddie Boyer. Dribbles to the free throw line. Kicks out left wing to Katarina Mangieri, and they're going to call a travel. Took a little hop before she fired the three.
That was a little bit of an issue that she had at last season as well. When she sets up her shot, she likes to shuffle the feet so she can get them more, exactly where she wants. She's got to learn how to do that with a short dribble or to do it before she gets the ball.
On the dribble, this is Illini West. It was Brody with it. Couldn't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to Jamie Johnson. She'll dribble out herself, and her pass is knocked away. Well, I thought it bounced out of bounds. I guess not. Mickey Rodriguez picks it up. Now she's trapped on the near sideline looking for help. And Evan Massey is going to help her with a timeout. And this is going to be a 30-second timeout with 4:33 to play in the ballgame. Streaks will be back in action coming up on Friday night. They'll play at 8 o'clock following the Hall of Fame induction ceremony against the Metamora Redbirds. And it'll be Mike Perry will be along with Eric on Friday night as I'll be out of town. And we'll have all the action for you right here. Then a couple of games on Saturday. The Streaks will play at 10:30 Saturday morning against East Peoria. And then Saturday night, 7:30, they'll take on the Springfield Senators. So interesting start to the season. They're getting up and down the court. Not probably necessarily the way Coach Massey wants to see it, but you know, game number one, you're going to expect some kinks are going to need to be worked out.
Well, and Coach has to be happy because even though there's been a lot of turnovers, there's been a lot of fouls, and they're not getting back all the time defensively, they're running the offense pretty smoothly, and they're doing a good job getting to the foul line and rebounding and getting easy shots inside.
Ty Peachy with the basketball on high right side. Now gives to Sarah Baker. She'll dribble left to the free throw line. Now hands off to Megan Young, and she tried to get it right side. Jessica Howard. It's stolen away by Ard. Dribbles down left side. Lays it up off the glass and got it. Kelly Ard with her first basket of the ball game. And make it 75-64. Jessica Howard right wing between the circles. This is Sarah Baker. She'll stop and fire top of the key. Can't hit. Rebound to Shelby Pacheco. And spun. I thought she spun on the pivot foot, but she gets called for the travel. Streaks fans didn't like that. Neither did Evan Massey. It looked like she may have gotten bumped as she turned also.
Well, and it looks like they're getting called a lot on the pivot foot turn. And we can't see from all the way up here. Maybe they're sliding the pivot foot, but it's looked pretty clean from our vantage point up here in the corner.
Full court pressure, and it comes to Jacoby. Runs it across right side. Now right baseline. Driving in is Brody. Hit the shot and one. And the foul goes, who are they going to call? Count of the basket, got that, and it goes against Ty Peachy. That'll be foul number four on Ty Peachy.
Well, and Streaks have to be wary of the fact that, again, they haven't put this team away. There's 3:53 left. They're only up by nine here, potentially eight if Brody hits this free throw. So although the Streaks have been in command the whole game, they haven't been able to put it away, and you know, you've seen runs like this late in games before, so it wouldn't be surprising, especially with how many free throws could be shot at the end of this one.
So Brody converts a three-point play. She's got 19 on the game. Make it 75-67. Streaks 3:52 to play. Full court pressure, and the ball stolen away. Driving down, this is Bailey Campbell. Gets it left side to Jacoby. She puts it up off the glass and good.
And a steal and right
steal.
Back in.
And now a foul is going to be called on Jamie Johnson. And now it's 75-69. And going to the free throw line will be Lauren Gronewald for Illini West with 3:41 to play.
Got to be headier on passing that ball in right there. I believe it was Bailey Boyer on the inbounds, and she wasn't paying attention. An easy steal for Lauren Groenewald, and she got the steal, went for the shot, missed, but got bumped, so she's heading to the line.
So Groenewald goes with two shots, five new players in for the Streaks. Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Baker, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, and Maddie Boyer. As the first shot is up and no good for Groenewald.
Groenewald now 2-for-4 from the line on the night.
75-69, Streaks lead with 3:41 to play. Streaks student section still into it. They've been into it the entire game. Second shot, no good. Shelby Pacheco down with the rebound. Gets knocked away. Sarah Baker comes up with it. Gives way to Ty Peachy. Ty on the dribble. Gets bumped. And now the call is going to go against Dana Bundy. And that's just her third foul, it looks like.
Well, Groenewald missed an important spot right there. You've got to hit free throws, and that's never more apparent than right there, because she hits the two free throws right there. All of a sudden, it's a four-point game, and things might tighten up a little bit on the streak sideline if they don't get scoring here.
Ty Peachy with two. First one is up and good. She's got four, now 5 points on the night. And the second one is up and good. She's 4-for-4 from the line this evening as well. Make it 77-69 Streaks. Inbound stolen away by Shelby Pacheco. And it comes to Maddie Boyer. Lay it up off the glass. Left side can't hit. Rebound tipped out. Coming down with it is Campbell for Illini West. Brings it across left side. Now it's stolen away as she's trapped. And Maddie Boyer comes up with it for the Streaks. Boyer picks up right wing. Fires the three. Short. Gets her own rebound. Knocked away. Now ball goes to the floor. So who are you going to call on that one?
I think they're going to get Maddie on the bump.
Looked to me like she had gotten the inside position. Yeah, they do call it on Maddie Boyer. She went after that. Looked like she was actually inside, and I thought she had actually gotten bumped, but Maddie gets called for the foul. That's her third. We'll walk it back this way and going to the free throw line. Danny Courtois for Illini West, and she'll have two shots at it.
I wonder, from Coach Massey's perspective, I know you're looking for the team to keep pushing on the gas here, but right there, Maddie Boyer gets a steal, doesn't have the numbers, and just stops and shoots the three. I'm wondering if he would have been more content of running a little bit of offense, take some time off this clock.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of what it looked like they were starting to do a couple times down the court. They kind of pulled it out and went to the old offense, kind of dribbling in toward the top of the key. Looked like they wanted to run a little bit of clock, but now 7-point lead, 77-70, as the second free throw was good for Courtois after missing the first. And it's full court pressure from Illini West. Ty Peachy on the dribble, trapped up, looking for help. Now gets to Sarah Baker. She'll get it across midcourt. Nice look underneath the basket. Wide open. Shelby Pacheco with the left hand up off the glass and good.
Good look right there by Sarah Baker. Wide open underneath with Shelby Pacheco.
Quickly back the other way. This is Ware. Can't hit the shot. Looked like it was partially blocked by Sarah Baker. Rebound comes down on a tie-up. And the ball is going to go to Illini West on the alternate possession with 2:55 to play in the ball game. Galesburg leads 79-70. Inbound comes left baseline. Leah Brody. She'll fire the three. Can't hit. Rebound to Shelby Pacheco. Now the ball goes to the floor. Knocked away. It's Ty Peachy tying it up along with Brody, and the Streaks have it on the alternate possession with 2:49 to play and a 9-point lead.
Well, let's see if they run a little bit of offense here. If they can break this press, that's always important.
Sarah Baker with it, gets it across midcourt. Now left wing goes to Maddie Boyer. She'll bring it back out, gives to Baker between the circles. Sarah dribbles right. Now kicks out to Jessica Howard. Nearly lost the handle, tried to save it in bounds, and it goes out of bounds on the baseline. So the Streaks turn it over with 2:34 to play. Illini West will bring it the length of the court. Full court pressure from the Streaks. A couple of substitutions for Illini West. It'll be Groenewald and Campbell back into the game. Groenewald will trigger. Groenewald looking for help. Finally gets it in to Ware. Now to Ard, running it down. Middle of the lane. Up with a 10-footer. No good. Too hard. Sarah Baker down with a rebound. Sarah runs it down right side. Kicks it to Jessica Howard. Right wing. Fakes a shot. Fakes a three. Now drives in. Kicks it out. Sarah Baker. Three-pointer. Right baseline. Can't hit. Rebound weak side. Comes down to Ard. Ard on the dribble, down court, goes to Groenewald, stops, traveled, no call, goes up off the glass left side and got it.
Well, again, the Streaks not running any offense. They're going right after it.
79-72, Galesburg with a lead. Top of the keys, Shelby Pacheco, right wing to Ty Peachy, and fouled from behind to Sarah Baker with 2 minutes to play.
I think that's going to be five on Ard here, and I think she's gone.
Yeah, if it does go against Ard, who are they going to call it? can't tell if that was a 2-2 or a 2-3.
I think it was 2-3, and she's going to be done for the night.
That is it for Kelly Ard with just 2 points on the night. She hit her first basket just a short while ago. 79-72 streaks lead. At the free throw line will be Sarah Baker, 5'9 senior for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Sarah on the night, 4-for-4 from the line. She's got 6 points. And a chance to help the Streaks hit the 80 mark. They did surpass the sophomores, by the way. Coach Mike Ruck's sophomore squad hit 76 tonight with a 76-44 win.
They still get bragging rights on the defense,
That's
though.
That's true. First shot for Baker off the back iron, no good.
That's her first free throw miss of the night. 4-for-5 now.
79-72, Streaks lead. Sarah Baker eyes the second. It is up and good. She's got 7 on the night. Make it 80-72 Streaks. On the dribble, this is Moore. Drives down left side, lays it up off the glass and got it. Kind of went through the lane uncontested on that one. And now a double dribble called on the Streaks. Ty Peachy, and the Streaks turn it over. Now with a 6-point lead, 1:50 to play in the ball game. Although we haven't seen the Chargers put up a lot of threes, they've only hit one on the night. The way it's going, I guess they probably don't go for threes. Probably try to pound it inside to their post player, Weir. And driving into the paint, this is the hot hand right now, I guess. Moore, she's got 6 in the quarter and make it 80-76 Streaks. And that would have been an over and back, but instead it's a steal. Driving down, Bundy can't hit the layup. Sarah Baker down with a rebound, has it knocked away, and they're going to say Sarah stepped on the sideline. And the Streaks turn it over with 1:33 to play, leading 80-76.
Well, this lead down to 4 points, and the Streaks just have not been able to control the ball well enough here down the stretch, and also just not getting the shots they want.
Full timeout called by Coach Evan Massey. 1:33 to play. It's Galesburg 80, Illini West 76. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Have you ever wondered what I do when I'm not asleep? The threaded toys, the slobbery fuse. I know, we have an issue. There is a solution. Kong Stuff and Paste. You just squeeze a little liver or some peanut butter paste into a Kong. Go ahead, get me one. There's bunches of sizes and shapes. Or I'd even take a Bob-a-Lot or a Buster Cube. Please.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The Galesburg Rescue Mission's Harvest Time Share-a-thon is coming up this Saturday. Hi, I'm Jim Lee for the WGIL Morning News. Join us at 8:20 tomorrow as Rescue Mission Director Dave Scholl will talk about the event.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, 1:19 to play in the basketball game, at a tie-up between Jamie Johnson and Bailey Campbell under the basket on a missed shot, and the possession arrow pointing toward Illini West. We talked about the fact they haven't put too many threes up. They did throw one up there moments ago. Now goes to Ware, the paint, uncontested, drives left side, lays it up off the glass and got it. And it's now an 80-78 game. Nice look from Sarah Baker to Shelby Pacheco under the basket, wide open left side, a three-quarter court pass. Shelby Pacheco lays it up and in. And make it 82-78 Streaks. Quickly back the other way. Moore, pass kicked away by Sarah Baker with 1 minute to play in the ball game.
I'm surprised with under 2 minutes left that Coach Massey still has the girls pressing right here. You would think they'd be sitting back, making Illini West have to work for some offense.
Ware gets the inbound. Now a three-pointer fired from the left wing. It's an air ball. And the rebound comes down to Jamie Johnson. Cortoise couldn't hit it. Now Sarah Baker gives to Maddie Boyer, left wing, and she's going to pull it out. And the Streaks are going to run some clock now with 46 seconds to play. Sarah Baker left of the center circle, now right of the center circle to Jamie Johnson. Johnson on the dribble now, picks up, looks for help, now gives to Baker between the circles. Sarah goes left side out high to Maddie Boyer. Coach Zach Keene wants him to foul. And see that right there, I've talked about this for years, since they brought the intentional foul rule into play, that right there was an intentional foul.
Yeah.
They only call it when it's actually a flagrant foul, but she ran over, purposely pushed her just trying to foul. but they rarely, if ever, call it. Anyway.
Well, the interesting conundrum here for Coach Keene is, yeah, he needs them to foul to stop the clock, but he has so many girls with four fouls right now. He could really put himself into a predicament with not having players.
Exactly. As the first free throw is up and good for Jessica Howard. And that foul went against Bundy. She's got four now. 33.2 to play. Make it 83-78. Jessica Howard at the free throw line for the Streaks. 5'7", junior guard. Second shot is away, and it is good. Quickly back the other way. This is Moore. She's had the hot hand under the basket. Stepped out of bounds. Tried to get it to Brody. She stepped out of bounds on the errant pass, and the Streaks get it back with 26.8 to play. Wide-Eye West will pick up with full court pressure. Jamie Johnson inbounds to Maddie Boyer, and coming right away to foul her is Tiffany Moore. And that's her fourth foul now. We'll walk it down the other way, and going to the free throw line will be Maddie Boyer for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 25 seconds to play in the game.
Well, regardless of the outcome here, Coach Keene has to be pretty happy with his Charger squad and the fact that they persevered. They, like we've talked about, got down by 12 or 13. It looked like the Streaks would eventually put the nails in this one. Unfortunately, they weren't able to for the Streak fans, but fortunately for Charger fans, you have to be very happy at the way your team bounced back.
And really with a little bit of a short bench, as Maddie Boyer hits both free throws, make it 86-78. With a kind of a short bench tonight, they were able to kind of hang in there and keep up with this pace. Inside it goes to Weir. She'll put it up off the glass. Got it again.
Game's not over yet, though.
86-80. Streaks lead 17.2 to play. Timeout called by Zach Keene.
It's probably a good timeout here by Coach Keene. It's his last one, but on that same note, Caitlin Weir was looking a little tired here, and what he needs to do is he needs to get his defense set up, and I'm guessing what we'll see right now is Caitlin Weir playing the ball, make the Streaks throw over the top, and then he's just going to try to keep running that trapping press. They'll go for a steal, but if they don't get the steal, it's going to be immediate foul.
Well, fortunately for the Streaks, they will have the baseline to run. Hopefully they'll remember that as they come in. I'm sure Coach Massey will remind whoever's inbounding that that's the case. But 17.2 seconds to play. 86-80 is the Galesburg lead. You know, once again, something that's interesting, that this used to happen every year before they were Illini West, when they were Carthage. It used to be, this was always a Saturday night game between the Streaks and this team, but what would happen, they wouldn't have very many fans or cheerleaders here because they were always playing a semifinal game in the football playoffs. Same thing this year. They're going to be playing again this Saturday in the semifinals. I believe Illini West plays up at Stillman Valley, so what a great tradition there of the girls' basketball, the football as well. It's continued from Carthage on now as Illini West.
Definitely must have gone into the scheduling this year, try to mix things up, give them a Tuesday night game so that the girls can go to the football game.
J.B. Johnson runs the baseline, gets it into Sarah Baker, and it's either got to be a travel or a foul. We're going to get the foul called. Looks like it's going to go against Moore.
Coach Keene called the travel, although the men in the stripes did not agree with that call.
So Tiffany Moore fouls out of the ball game. Moore with a big fourth quarter for Illini West with 6 points. In fact, a big second half. 10 points in the half, 12 in the ball game for Tiffany Moore. Going to the free throw line, Sarah Baker for the Streaks with two shots. It's 15.2 to play. First one is up, and it is good.
And these should pretty much, outside of some rampant three-point shooting, put things away right here for the Streaks.
Second one up, and that short rebound comes down to Gronewald for Illini West. Quickly down it goes to Campbell. Drives right baseline. Shot is no good. Sarah Baker down with a rebound. 7 seconds to play, and she's fouled. Take your pick on that one, either Ware or Brody. And Sarah Baker goes back to the free throw line with 5.1 seconds to play, and it's Brody that gets the call on that one. That's her fourth.
The good thing for the Streaks, too, about setting it up this way is they don't play again now until Friday. So you have Tuesday to Friday. You can get some practices in. Last year, the Streaks, historically, the Streaks started the tournament on Friday or Saturday. And therefore, once you get into it, you don't have a lot of time to practice and clean things up. They will this year.
And really, even the practice at the beginning of the season, a little bit short as well. I mean, when you start the tournament early, but a little time in between. First free throw good for Sarah Baker. The second one no good. 1 second to play. Three-pointer right wing is no good. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks open the season with a win over the Chargers of Illini West. Final score, Galesburg 88, Illini West 80. We'll come back with our post-game show brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Also, we'll have our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game and much, much more. Talk with Silver Streaks head coach Evan Massey. All coming up at Galesburg 88, Illini West 80. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24-7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Keeping you informed 24 hours a day, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Aerodiff along with Eric Gibson. Final score, the Galesburg Silver Streaks, a winner in their debut, 2009-2010 debut, as they defeat the Illini West Chargers. 88-80 was the final score. Glad to have you along on the law firm of Alcorn Carlin post-game show. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Streaks with a victory to start the season. One of hopefully many, and boy, tough for announcers to keep up. Kind of tough for everybody to keep up. Kind of, you know, a different game tonight different style of play for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Obviously, they started this a little bit last year, and they've been working on it in the offseason and through practices and the like. It did get a little bit chippy at times tonight, but you do expect that sometimes in the opening game of the season. And, you know, it can be that way early on, but things will work themselves out. And nonetheless, a win is a win, and Streaks come out with a big one. Coach Mike Ruck's sophomore squad also victorious tonight by a final of 76-44. Coming up on the post-game show, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Also, we'll run down some stats coming up for you as well. But kind of an interesting night for the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Illini West Chargers. Illini West with a little bit of a short bench. They had two players, one that has an ACL tear, one who had gotten her H1N1 vaccine and had some issues with that. I can't tell you don't get one, but I'm sure she would probably tell you that. But nonetheless, you got to commend Coach Keenan and the job his squad did. They hung in there the entire game, never gave up, and like I said, even with a short bench, they still ran the floor with the Streaks, and there were some tired young ladies out there, but still kept the pace up and actually made a very good game of it. In fact, you know, the Streaks at one time, what, up to an 8 or 14-point lead? And they were able to cut it to four late in the ball game, so they never gave up and stuck to it. So give this Illini West team some credit. Same with the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Like we said, a new style of play and the first regular season game, kind of doing this, doing it a little bit different way, and obviously some kinks to be worked out. But still a nice way to start the season, to come out with a good victory tonight by a final score of 88-80. Streaks back in action once again on Friday night as they will take on the Metamora Redbirds. Metamora also was in action tonight. They had a home game in this tournament. They were hosting a couple of games. First game tonight had East Peoria taking on Springfield, and then Metamora played Richwoods tonight as well. So Friday night, Galesburg and Metamora, that'll be 8 o'clock. That'll be following the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and you'll be able to hear all of that right here on WGIL. We're going to take a timeout and come back and talk about some statistics on this one, get a chance to talk with Streaks head coach Evan Massey as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian Generator dealer. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Back here at John Field Gym, 88-80. The Galesburg Silverstreaks open the season with a victory over Illini West. And we're joined by Galesburg Silverstreaks head coach. The post-game interview brought to you by Galesburg Electric, your local Guardian Generator dealer. Coach, first off, congratulations on the win. I guess first games of the season aren't always the same. Sometimes you get better than you think. Sometimes, some things that obviously you're going to work on. But the main thing, you come out with a win and kind of get to see what you look like to start the year.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that, like we said in there, that, you know, the girls have seen each other practice and they've, summer playing and stuff like that. You want your first game to come out and be a good one and a positive one, and that I know they're disappointed because, number one, credit to Illini West, the number of times we turned the ball over was a problem. But then also number two is just, we just shot horrible in what we're doing. So, I think, credit to Illini West. I think early what they did is they forced us to end up do some things, kind of got out of a rhythm in what we were doing, that all of a sudden we're kind of forcing the ball different places.
Well, you did see some good things, though. There were times that you did make some runs, and you still did seem to control the pace and control the tempo of the game. And with this style of offense and your full-court defense, you were able also to cause a lot of turnovers.
Yeah, we did. We had them with 40 turnovers. I don't know what you guys had, but it just, a problem was I thought early we did a good job of up front. We got some steals and got things. But I think we, later in the game, I don't think we, were able to get as much in terms of steals and things like that. And we were, we gave up an awful lot then.
Coach, it seemed like during the game, when you had the full court press on and you guys had some issues getting back, was that miscommunication on the defense, or is it just the scheme? Sometimes you're going to get beat deep like that.
I think what was happening was that they match up, and then when they matched up, somebody would go up, and what happened was then other people wouldn't recognize they had to be the person to kind of rotate back at that point.
What's the philosophy as you get late in a game, whether it's close or whether it's wide open, as far as what you're going to do offensively? You just this is what got us here. This is what we do. Are you just going to keep going and going, or at some point do you try to slow it down and run some clock?
Well, that's what I think at the 3 minute mark we decided we went with one lineup and stayed that way. And the tough part is that they're a good half-court offensive team, so they do real good dribble drive stuff and dribble penetration with things. So, that becomes a frustration too. But, you got to make a decision. When do you think you've got enough points? And then you're just going to play regular basketball.
Any discrimination at all as far as who you're going to let shoot the threes? Obviously, the offense more wide open this year. Is it kind of just everybody's worked on it? If you have an open shot, take it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And I thought today was one where I thought with Jessica particular, where she missed shots, then what happened is she became a thinker when she caught it. And you can't think. You got it that split second. You got to shoot it.
Well, that's one thing we noticed early on that was nice, that not only her but a couple of the others, once the defense starts jumping out at that three, had a lot of ball fakes and getting some penetration, sometimes some dump off. Also, another thing on top of that, with your threes, obviously you have to have somebody down there rebounding. I thought Shelby Pacheco just did and Sadie as well did a really outstanding job of getting position and getting some good offensive rebounds for you.
Yeah, they did. I thought, in terms of things for us, of the tough part that we had, I thought, was just decisions with the basketball of where, you know, decisions when we were double teamed, we didn't see the we didn't react to the double team well, and we were kind of slow throwing it out of traps. And, you know, sometimes when we drive, we didn't necessarily make great choices.
Well, Coach, back at it again Friday night, a couple of days off to work on things. What do you know about this Metamora team coming in Friday?
You know, they should be a good ball club, one of the better teams in the Middle Illini. And, you know, I think they'll have, you know, probably they'll step up a little bit from Illini West.
Coach, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks.
That's Galesburg Silver Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. The interview brought to you by Galesburg Electric, your local Guardian generator dealer. We're going to come back and run down some stats for you and name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I'm Bill Butts. Divorce can be a disaster to the family situation, for grandparents, uncles, and aunts, as well as obviously to the children. That's why Illinois courts now favor mediation as a way of allowing the parents to work together to keep all these family relationships as intact as possible. Our office is committed to this goal.
If you're going through the complicated challenges of a divorce, turn to someone who has your family's best interests at heart. Turn to Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg.
The average adult can hold their breath for just over a minute. Enter McDonald's new Angus Third Pounders with juicy 100% Angus beef and exquisitely prepared toppings like crispy bacon and sautéed mushrooms. Savoring one properly cannot be accomplished in less than 17 minutes. Make no mistake, at some point, you're going to have to breathe. Angus Axiom No. 8, awaited with bated breath. Savor one of three new Angus Third Pounders. Only at participating McDonald's.
On and on she went about how it was the best $10 she ever spent. Hey, I'm cute and cuddly, but I'm messy. For $10, my person picks up a Krypton mat. It blocks odors, stains, moisture, and bacteria. Plus, it's waterproof, easy to clean, and made right here in the U.S. of A. She says this Krypton mat works great under my food and water bowls. She even put one on the sofa.
Where there's a problem, there's a solution. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Turner Prescription. They strap you in and out in 15 minutes or less. Tonight, occasional rain, near steady temp of 40. Tomorrow, rain likely, high 45. Tomorrow night, also cloudy, 50% chance rain, low around 38. Thursday, cloudy, 30% chance of rain, high of 48. And Thursday night through Sunday, partly cloudy, low around 38 and a high of 52. Currently, it is 41 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With final stats, the day's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Alcorn Carlin postgame show. Brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson, speaking of. Galesburg Silver Streaks with a victory in the opener tonight, 88-80 the final score as they defeat the Chargers of Illini West. Time to take a look at our final stats brought to you by Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg. First off, scoring-wise, the Streaks, well, everybody that played in the game scored. 20 points for Jessica Howard to lead the way, including 5 three-pointers, 19 points for Shelby Pacheco, 9 for Sarah Baker, 5 for Maddie Boyer, 2 points for Bailey Boyer, 6 apiece for Ty Peachy and Mickey Rodriguez, 7 points for Sadie Hamilton, 3 apiece for Katarina Mangieri and Jamie Johnson, 8 points for Megan Young for the Streaks. On the Illini West side, they were led by their big girl, Carter Ware, with 23 points, 19 for Leah Brody. Nice game for her. She had 11 of those in the first half, 12 for Tiffany Moore. All but two of hers came in the second half, 2 points for Dana Bundy, 2 for Kelly Ard, 4 points for Bailey Campbell, Lauren Gronewald with 6 points for Illini West.
Well, a pretty good game to start the season, as opposed to last year anyway, when they took a tough loss against this Illini West team. Coach, you know, satisfied with some areas of the game, frustrated with others. You're going to have that. It's the first game of the season. Obviously, no team is going to come out perfect, but you got to be happy with the way they did run the offense when things were working smooth. And as we addressed, Jessica Howard obviously got a little frustrated and hit only five of her three-pointers, and she ended up shooting roughly 16 of them. So it's kind of a tough night for her on that end of things, but Shelby Pacheco played well inside.
Yeah, and you know, and the thing is what Coach Massey mentioned also, that the girls weren't satisfied. I mean, it's a win, which is nice, but they weren't satisfied with their performance, and that's nice to hear, that they know they can play better and they want to play better, and that's, you know, they're not satisfied with just getting the victory tonight. So that was nice to hear from Coach Massey.
Exactly, and you're going to need a team that wants to adjust. It seemed like it. Times last season, the team just kind of accepted their fate, who they were. It was a younger team. Now with a more mature team, you have players that have now played in the system a few years. Jess Howard maybe taking a more of a leadership role this year, being that this is her third varsity year. So those factors all play into it, and hopefully moving forward they'll be able to improve on these mistakes and progress through the season.
Well, it is time to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, not really a whole lot of discussion about this one. We've kind of felt that one player that just came out from the start and did a lot of things well, especially when she had her hands on the basketball, and she got her hands on the basketball doing it herself many, many times.
Yeah, unanimous vote by the two of us. We're going to go with Shelby Pacheco as the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and just a spectacular game by her. Like we said, 19 points. She collected 10 rebounds. And for those 19 points, she was 7 for 10 from the field. So very productive day. She could shoot a little bit better from the line, 5 for 8 from the line, but still a productive day from there as well.
And the way she played tonight, she's somebody who's going to get to the line a lot. I mean, she had some really nice, and you mentioned some really nice strong post moves. Came, you know, one play in particular we mentioned that she grabbed a one-handed rebound, ripped it down, and then nice strong move back up, drew the contact as well. So good to see Shelby off to a good start. 19 points and, what, 10 rebounds tonight?
10 rebounds.
Nice effort. So congratulations, Shelby Pacheco, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Well, we'll do it again on coming up on Friday night. Actually, Eric will be here along with Mike Perry on Friday night as the Streaks will take on the Metamora Redbirds. Prior to that, we'll bring you the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, as the Galesburg Athletic Hall of Fame will have their induction ceremony, and you'll be able to hear that coming up right here. I'll be back with you again with Eric on Saturday morning. Streaks will play a couple on Saturday morning and Saturday night. Final score, once again, the Galesburg Silver Streaks beat the Illini West Chargers. Final score, 88-80. Sophomores, a 76-44 winner tonight. Thanks to our studio engineer tonight, Chaz Big. Thanks to Jim Lee for all his help in getting things set up tonight and this season. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Arita, saying good night from John Field Gym.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you.
You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners.
Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Red 22.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
Blue 45.
We're proud to support the Silver Streaks football team and cheer them on to another winning season.
What do you think of these drapes for my living room? Red for $22 or the blue for $45?
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place.
place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Did you know for $12 a month you can have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.